April 12th, the Fox Theater will rock! Live, in concert, from the bowels of the left, it's the Clintons, a conversation.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm back!
With special guest,
the team captain, Steve Azerman, and all the Red Wings.
And
Senator John Kerry!
The Clintons! Live with the acoustics only the Fox Theater can provide.
Deal me in.
The Clintons play all the greatest hits April 12th.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And
you know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
April. Oh, yeah.
He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Tickets range from middle class prices of $99 to $10,000 for a quick selfie and a get the fuck out of here.
Follow the money.
All proceeds go directly into the pockets of the Clintons. Live in concert at the Fox Theater, April 12th. April. Their only Detroit area concert.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today. Yay!
Tickets on sale now!
And tickets to see the Clintons are going for steep discounts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy, what can you get in for? You know, I saw it
99.
Well, no, I saw 100. I saw that, right?
Really?
I saw tickets marked down to 50, and then I think there was an X through that, maybe $33 or
an
something.
An X through it?
Yeah.
What, wasn't there a Groupon deal to see them?
There was too? A Groupon deal too, and I don't remember the whole looking at the page because it had two X's through numbers. It looked to me like if you had a table of underwear that a department store is trying to get rid of, and they just kept marking it down. I don't think people are too excited about the show.
Jumble.
The close seats on StubHub are like $87 or somewhere around there. Yeah, but you can get in the house for $28 if you want to see
the
new moderator that was announced, which is Ben Stiller.
What, did he fake a hate crime that I don't know about? There's something Ben Stiller needs. Why would he do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they're paying him a lot.
I don't like serious Ben Stiller, though. Why is he super bummer?
I swear, as soon as these people get really involved in the left or the right, I just really lose a lot of interest in them.
That's just like a hot guy trying to make himself look ugly. It's just...
Aside from that...
A funny person. Stop being all serious and shit.
Doesn't anything better to do?
I don't know. Yeah. I want to know why he's doing that. I really do. Anyway, what's popping? We're in the DealsNitty.com studios, the Drew and Mike show for opening day in Detroit.
Woo.
And there's also some big local news. I'm not real happy to report. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, Lisa Guerrero, not to be confused with Pedro Guerrero. She got a microphone in front of Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Theranos beast. Who's with this 27-year-old hotel heir now?
Yeah, what's his problem?
You've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero.
I guess he needs someone to blow all his family's money somehow on a dumb idea. Is that what it is, possibly?
That might be it.
Like I said before, I don't know how he gets past being Sonny Balwani's sloppy seconds.
I know, that is gross.
And does she use the deep voice on him?
Yeah, only when
a lot of questions.
That's funny how that was the first thing that came to mind.
I wonder if she still talks like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to ask. Lisa Guerrero.
Oh, you feel so good.
And and what about the hair that looks like cotton? What is cotton candy and pubic hair?
Yeah, that's so right. Big. Put it in my ass. I love your cock. Oh. See these blue eyes? Come in them.
Well, they're always...
Oh, I'd love to have a voice.
She
like
doesn't
that.
Blink. What
a
voice. She does not blink.
Opening day. Trudy, where are you? I know you're here right now, but where are you on opening day?
I am at Kid Rock's Made in Detroit.
Nice.
Live.
Okay.
Yes. That's cool.
With WLZ.
LCA. The Dock of Rock? Yes.
Hey, wait, that's cool too, because there's a pretty big concert there that night as well tomorrow.
I think
night.
I'll just sneak in.
You should. Just stay for there. Muse. Yeah, Muse is playing at LCA tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I know, it's going to be a disaster downtown.
And
love it.
People need to just stay downtown because then the Fillmore has Mott the Hoople, so, and then just stay the weekend.
Oh, man.
Oh, this weekend.
Hoople, Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, that's Hoople. Awesome.
Hoople. Why not?
Moat the Hoople.
Let's see. Mesa brings you Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo is almost here, and Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak is the place to celebrate the Mexican Army's defeat of the French Empire. Player Day, period. Is that what Cinco de Mayo is? Okay. As a matter of fact, celebrating Cinco de Mayo is so much fun that this year Mesa Tacos and Tequilas will be celebrating not one, not two, but three straight days. It's crazy. Mesa will be celebrating the Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and of course Sunday, Cinco de Mayo itself. Get there early. That's a great way to squeeze some more business in.
Yeah.
Take a historic event and turn into a three-day affair. The 35-foot TV, of course, is in place for March Madness Saturday. Spartans at 8:49. Got the early game. Kentucky and Auburn at 6:09. And, of course, the 10% discount on your meal, just mentioned Drew and Mike, and 150 tequilas. And that reminds me, of course, it's time to double the paycheck with the Final Four, or maybe you're chasing. Maybe you've lost money and you need to make it up and then some.
Sure.
And that's why my bookie is so great. All the people doubling their paychecks, getting their deposit matched with a 50% bonus. Just match the right word. That's starting to bother me. You don't match.
Well, it's
match
not
your
direct
deposit.
Match. It's just a bonus. 50% bonus. They match 50% of your deposit. So
shouldn't
how about that?
I think that's how it should be said.
Yeah.
At mybookie.ag. Use promo code Drew. That's promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. Put a grand in, get an extra 500 of house
Drew?
Money.
And now there's baseball to bet on, and those things that Tom likes to bet on, the horses, is coming up. Right around the corner.
So there you go. And, Trudy, you mentioned your appearance. I should have mentioned WLLZ 106.7.
Wheels.
Detroit's Wheels, the new generation of classic rock. And I saw that it looks like the midday day part is the one that is doing the best on wheels.
Oh, she's so
humble. Did you know that?
That happened.
I don't know.
That's how it happened.
Aww.
It must be Goose News. Trudy came in today and said, I loved Goose News. She did a break where she talked about a goose attacking her on rollerblades.
Well, they were attacking Eastern. It wasn't all about me, sweetheart, but
wait, it happened to you too?
Students at Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah, did you see the video on Channel 7?
Yes.
It was hilarious.
I know.
I mean, they really made it sound too like, you know, here's what you do if there's a... And they made it sound like that guy teased the goose or did something.
Oh, I know. No.
Did you tease the goose?
No. Well, we were... We were rollerblading.
He looked at Joey like he teased the goose.
We were rollerblading next to their nest. How in the hell are we supposed to know where their stupid nests are? And they make it in a parking lot of a bank, so that's nice.
Well, I agree. How are you supposed to know? They said, stay out of a 30-foot radius.
You
because
can't.
It's mating season.
They constantly camp out in front of places where people have to be within a 30-foot radius. So
they want to attack.
They're idiots.
People. They get off on
it. I think they do because they will fly right at you. So we're skating around them and and they'll fly right at you like a missile.
Whoa! Yeah, that one was fast. The one.
And then I was like,
at EMU.
Well, fuck you! And I went and got my car and it tried to come after my car.
You weren't teasing. You were taunting. You were bullying the geese
after it bullied me.
If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
They're dicks of the animal kingdom. They truly are.
So anyway, this was revealed on WLZ that you were attacked by a goose you were teasing.
Well, I know. I just was doing a couple lines about how they're warning people on campus at Eastern. And incorporated the me story.
You did call it Goose News, though.
It was Goose News.
Made me actually laugh.
Crazy things going on at EMU. If it's not racist taunts being spray painted by black people on buildings, it's, let's see. Wait, Nathan Phillips was bothered
right.
in Eastern Michigan,
in
too.
Well, Ypsilanti, so.
Of course, I don't even know if that's real. The story was, I shouldn't even tell this stupid story. Somebody was having a costume party in their backyard, and he just drummed up
to
the party.
Of course.
No.
And declared that somebody was culturally appropriating.
Really?
And I think they told him to have off.
See, that party crashing thing, now that's on him.
I agree. What is he drumming up to
everybody for?
He loves
crashing parties.
It's not cool to just go drumming up to people, especially children.
Let's learn to drum a little better. I mean, do a little bonzo or...
I know, what's it? Boom, 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 boom. He's trying to psych people into doing the tomahawk chop so he can yell at them.
Oh, that's true.
He's trying to create tomahawk chop rhythm to force people...
My teeth were so cultural messed up.
...to misbehave. Cut it out, Phillips.
He needs to do the beginning of Hot for Teacher. That like.
Oh, sweet. I also texted Trudy because she played Hot for Teacher, and I cranked in my car. Ah. She just needed to know I was rock at that moment. What's funny about that is I had the wheels on. I got in my car, and I'm just in my own head, in my own world. And you were doing a break, and you were talking about something with Jimmy Page, and you called him Pager.
Oh, right, yeah.
It sounds like you're talking too much, Trudy.
But it snapped me out of it, and I was like, wait, someone just called him Pager. And I was, it's Trudy. It's just Trudy.
Pager!
I love this opening.
Oh, this pretty cool. Song rules. This video's great, too.
We had some really good choice little tunes this morning.
Such as?
Bill played Fly By Night by Rush, which never gets played.
Nice.
That's not the one that gets played ever, and...
You played the Lit song, too, which I have not heard in ages.
I know.
My Own Worst Enemy?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a fun day.
Lots of Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Aerosmith, Ozzy, AC/DC, a new generation of classic rock.
One Billy Squire.
I heard about that. Trudy preemptively admitted to me that she played Billy Squire.
It was everyone's Hot for Teacher boner.
Bill! Hello, Bill! Hey, can you pull up
the They use that in the hospitals. If someone has a boner that won't go down, they just play Squire.
After 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's watching us from Royal Caribbean, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Symphony of the Seas.
In St. Thomas.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he says he is. We don't know. There's no proof.
Thanks, Don.
We don't know Don. We don't know if Don regularly claims to be in expensive places.
Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
What if he pops
night?
In every day? Like, hey, I'm out in Santorini. Listening
Let's
to
see what he says tomorrow. Oh, Podell was playing Van Hagar today.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I dropped my pencil.
Give us a ride on.
Hey, Scott. Okay. So the Tigers opening day. I was looking back. Tony Paul had a nice story about 10 Tiger opening days, and I made a few notes. 2009, 10 years ago, 15-2. Miggy had a grand slam and six ribbies. 4-10, April 10th, 2005, Dimitri Young with the three bombs. We had a suite.
Oh, I remember
that.
People
want a suite, yeah.
Yeah.
1984 on the 10th of April. Notice how these starting dates are later.
Mm.
The further you go back. 5-1 win over the Rangers, the World Series year. Darrell Evans had a three-run homer, and Petrie pitched a complete game four-hitter. Darrell Evans was kind of the final piece to that great puzzle.
Love him. He's great.
68, the Tigers lost the opener in 68. I didn't realize that. Red Sox, 7-3, Earl Wilson started. Denny didn't start the opener that year.
Oh, okay.
He ended 67. He was hurt. I don't know. You know, that's a good question. Usually they set it up so
why would Petrie start in 84?
I don't know.
They must have started on the road.
Wait, Petrie started in 84. Jack Morris had 11 consecutive. Must have started. Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Start on the road, yeah.
Earl Wilson did homer in that 68 opener, though, which I think he had 36 or 37 career homers. He was a great hitter for a pitcher. And then 93, Tigers 20-4 over the A's. I remember that one. Cecil had four hits. Great guy. Travis Fryman homered and had five ribbies. Deere and Tettleton homered.
Rob Deere and Mickey Tettleton.
That was
great.
A fun team to watch.
Yeah, I loved Mickey's batting stance. He would just have that bat so low, then he'd raise it at the last minute.
He was cool.
Drew, I was so bummed. I was listening to No Filter Sports. I told Brandon this because I know.
Terry Foster on No Filter Sports. But breaking
whoa,
news
really?
From the Red Shovel Network.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Yes. Not only is Terry Foster on No Filter Sports tomorrow, but Daniel Ferguson, Kwame's brother-in-law, will be on ML's Soul of Detroit recording tonight, which will be available.
Wow. Yep, got some feedback. Know what he's going to talk about? Yeah, it'll be up. It'll be up tomorrow.
Okay,
this will be really interesting. Wants to mix it up a little bit.
Really? Is he the?
I'm worried about his head because he's 6'8".
Is he Ayanna Kilpatrick's brother?
Yeah, but he's
from the Ferguson family, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's Bobby's cousin, and he's the guy when, on his Facebook. He's very active on Facebook. When Kwame wanted to say something and there'd be a post, he would post it through.
Oh, Daniel.
But I haven't
Kwame's made some great points on Facebook, I've noticed, since he's been.
Oh, really?
Fake. Yeah. I didn't.
Very fake.
I haven't seen anything, though, in the past, about the past year or so. Mm. But there's an interesting side to him that I think ML will bring out.
Hmm. Oh, am I going to end up liking him a lot?
No, but I mean, I think there's more to him than just being Kwame's.
Okay. I'll have an open
mouthpiece.
Mind.
But I was going to say is Brandon did not know who Johnny Wackenfuss is.
No, I didn't.
What?
But it's just because you're younger, and I was telling him how we used to impersonate his crazy batting stance.
Johnny
remember his batting stance?
Wackenfuss. Yeah.
His pigeon-toed in the back corner of the box.
Completely turned around.
Man. Yeah, Trudy was ridiculous. I don't know how he ever hit the ball.
I don't know why John Wackenfuss made me think of John Let It Be Lowenstein.
Who's that?
He was an outfielder. He wasn't Wackenfuss a... Platoon.
Everything. Outfielder. Utility. Yeah, everything.
I think John Let It Be Lowenstein. I don't know. I love that nickname. But he was a utility outfielder, too. He didn't play for the Tigers. Lowenstein played for the Orioles. Anyway.
I also liked Whale Wander.
Yeah, that's a great name. 4/11/2000. That was the opening day at Comerica. That's when Mr. Skin got the
freezing.
Most sick he's ever
Mariners,
been.
Mariners, right?
Rick Rockwell across the street.
Oh, my God.
Did not bring a jacket.
I had to hide from him.
He was very angry.
It's the same kind of weather. It's Rockwell weather tomorrow.
It is Rockwellian.
Wear a jacket. Don't have to buy one.
I fell asleep during that game, I remember.
It was an awful game.
So
it was
bad.
An awful day to be in any stadium, even though it was the first day in Comerica. Higgy and Jeffries. Jeffries had two RBIs. Tigers won.
Wait, who?
Jeffries, who was the second baseman. We signed him as a free agent, I believe. Pretty sure.
Thank God I don't remember it.
April 12, 1999, Twins won nothing over the Tigers. That was a beautiful day. And Todd Walker hit a 12th inning homer off Sean Runyon, speaking of memorable players. And then wrapping Tony Paul's list with 4/7/1986, Gibby, 4/4 with two homers, five ribbies, Tigers 6-5 over the Bo Sox. Jack Morris gave
That's
up
a lot
12.
Of overs.
Yeah. Jack Morris gave up 12 hits, but got the win, and he was 7-4 in the 11 straight opening days that he started. So there's your... Why am I crumpling this? I haven't done that in a while.
I like the opening day in 2014. You remember that? When... bless you, Trudy.
But this isn't on Tony's list.
I know. I'm sorry. It's an addendum. Alex Gonzalez, remember he had two RBIs and they won in extra innings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think they booted him in a week.
Yeah.
So yeah, his war was bizarre. Clearly won.
We were at the Firebird.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Top four.
I know. I wasn't going to say it. He's the one that said it.
Our 105.1 opening day in Greektown where everyone goes.
It was
like no one goes.
Oh, there's another battle that wasn't won.
Yeah, there was no one there. There were some staffers there, I think. I think some people were there that weren't interested in the baseball game.
A Detroit Lions showed natural... up.
The food was good.
Who was there from the Lions?
I don't remember which one.
Well, we made them come, didn't we?
I'm not sure.
It's crazy.
I think they were forced to be there. And there's a little news locally that I regret to report in a minute. But first, it is still big time Ram truck time at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks. And Ram Trucks defeating the Silverado in the first quarter of the year. So that was great news. And many of them.
Suck it, Silverado.
Rolling out of Zot Jeep Dodge. During this Ram truck abrasion, you can lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. The 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. Or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $239 a month. And then the 18 new Wranglers are available at employee pricing. Lease one starting at $279.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
Absolutely. I don't mind. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram can't fix the roads, but they've got some great deals. So, also, Hall Financial. Oh, we got some new... is this the new testimonial?
Yep, it's in there.
Yeah, listen to this testimonial. Our experience with Hall Financial is one of the best, most fulfilling experience we've had as a couple. Jess just sent this, so it's, it needs to be right on the air.
Yeah.
Or the sheriff.
Mess it up.
Lay into me. Phil Lipinski gave us excellent advice. Premium service. We just got through a bad experience, but he got us straightened around. You hear a lot of stories like that. People think, I don't know if my credit's going to make it. And Hall Financial, they'll fight for you. Assisted and gave us great service and was monumental. Boy, monumental. in making my fiance's dream of home ownership a reality. Well, it is a big deal. You know, when you're looking for a home or you want to upgrade, first home, dream home, that's a huge deal for a young family. So congratulations to them. And Hall Financial always puts you first. If you want to purchase or refi, great way to save money. More walking around money for you. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Podcast. Fill out the online form, and they'll crunch numbers before you hear back from them. And by the way, you'll hear back from them fast. Or 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed. And, yeah, the bad news today, and hopefully this is not bad news, is that Kelly Stafford, the wife of Matt Stafford, the quarterback of the Lions for the last, 10 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years. Wow. She has a tumor on her brain. And she posted today that she had been having some strange experiences,
vertigo.
Just losing her balance. Yeah, vertigo. Yeah. And feeling dizzy. And they thought it was, just about a vertigo. And then she got an MRI to be safe, and they found a tumor.
Oh, my God.
And so she's got to wait 2 weeks and sweat it out before they go in. And
why 2 weeks?
Yeah, why do you have to wait?
I kind of wanted the same thing, but, I assume that she probably has the very best people.
Yeah.
Because Henry Ford Hospital certainly would put her in the right direction or take care of it themselves.
Well, the Lions team doctor is the one that told her to go get the MRI.
Pretty good call.
Good, you know.
Yeah.
Helps when you know people. Good.
Well, she had some tough symptoms, and that just shouldn't happen to somebody young. And Kelly Stafford, you couldn't look healthier than Kelly Stafford.
Her post was rough too, and there's that part in there where she fears that she might shorten her recovery because she's going to have mom guilt. She's got to take, which is
little kids.
You can't tell you. Everybody knows that it's okay, but good luck trying to do that. You know, let other people take care of your kids.
Well, she's got to get herself right though, and
yeah,
she's going to be number one for a while, whether she wants to be or not. She has to be.
Yep.
So, and the ghoul died at the age of 70. Oh, I just want to wish Kelly and Matt Stafford and their young family our best. Sincerely, I have great confidence because she just looks so darn healthy. They got to get her through this.
The doctor's very confident too.
Yeah. They'll do well.
So get healthy by football season so we can rag on your husband.
Exactly.
When they don't win.
She'll be so happy to hear it if she's feeling good.
I'm sure she would actually appreciate it.
She will. The Ghoul died at the age of 70. Mm. The Ghoul, of course, a fixture doing those late night horror movies and hosting. And, it's one of those things when you come to Detroit, as I did in late 91. And did you know the Ghoul, Trudy, when you got here?
Well, I mean, we watched him from the other side, from Cleveland. He was in...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah, he made quite an impact in
Cleveland!
And Detroit. But he's one of those local things that if you're not here, you would never know him. But if you're here, everybody knew the Ghoul.
Sure, yeah.
And I know Doug Podell loved the Ghoul. Screaming Scott made a great post about the Ghoul. And so many people watch him. And Doug brought him out to Halloween events. And he was just beloved guy. Oh, yeah, they were friends. Absolutely, they were friends. So
Ron Sweden?
Ron
Swede.
Swede,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he had a heart attack 5 months ago, and this was...
Yeah, I heard so he was recovering from something. I didn't realize what it was.
What a great act that was, too, with the fright wig and the sunglasses with one lens. Yeah. Just... It was so cool.
He was a goofball, but a beloved one, so...
It saved me a lot of really boring nights babysitting, so...
You know, everyone...
The ghoul would hang with me.
Didn't everyone have a late-night host?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that stupid... was it Rhonda Shear and Gilbert Gottfried did that up all night?
All night? Was that the USA Network?
Yeah, I think it was the USA Network. But Gilbert used to pop on there.
Uh-huh.
That was my first exposure to Gilbert.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Who is this guy?
Was that before he was on SNL?
I think it was. I want to say it was late 80s.
Did you ask him about that when he was in?
I don't know. I don't think we did.
Oh, wow.
Because it was really a Rhonda Shear thing, but he was a character on that. And
I remember that
voice just tore through, and he's like, what?
And Mark.
I was telling Trudy that, because the Ghoul is still a little bit before me, but I remember, Tom Ryan, right? Radio legend here.
Count Scary.
Yeah. I was a big Count Scary fan. So much so that I dressed as him for Halloween once.
What? He appropriated him.
And he might have done an appearance at one of my parents' stores.
What?
And I might have worn the costume while he was there.
Oh, boy. I think it...
And there might be a picture of it.
There is a picture of it.
Oh, boy.
And I told him, get on the phone and get that picture. Mom, yeah. But they're on there.
She's not home, so yeah.
I think it hampered his radio career because people were so scared of him. Yeah. They immediately associated Count Scary. Yeah.
So did you ever meet him then as a radio
colleague? I don't want to ruin the theater.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to... I'd be too embarrassed. I love them, man. Look how scary...
What is Tom Ryan doing? Is he doing any radio? I'm going to guess he has a podcast.
It's just a typical vampire with 3D glasses.
No, it's not. He's got a crazy widow's peak. He was great. He was scared of stuff. He made you scared. Look at him, man. Yeah.
You know what's a shame about some of that stuff is that if you can find it, it's on a VHS tape.
Yeah.
So nobody has the technology to play. No. And it's really bad quality now. But it would be cool to watch some of that stuff.
We need a new VCR. As Ted Patchell once said. So also...
The last thing I can find on Tom Ryan, just doing a search on Google, is, shocker, longtime jock fired!
Aww. What year was that?
It was 07. When he got blown out of afternoon.
Yeah, he did, right.
He did a Halloween...
Purton was on in the morning then.
Mm-hmm. He did a Halloween party at DIV in 2017, so he's still doing his gig.
As Count Scary?
Uh-huh.
I see.
Fun fact, Count Scary...
So he still fits into the costume.
Costume can be fitted to him.
I know. Whatever.
Count Scary's last TV appearance was a team up with The Ghoul.
Is that so?
Whoa!
Where was that?
1996. It was a Halloween special for WKBD. Wow. But Tom Ryan continued the character on OMC until he was blown out.
He did?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
I was.
We were so lucky.
It was great.
Okay. One other local thing. Is that Count Scary?
Yeah.
I'm scared. U of M wants the presidential debate, one of them, for 2020.
Oh.
Which the only thing I thought about that was, first of all, would people feel safe with Trump and Joe Biden possibly on campus at once? Wouldn't people need safe space?
Is it just the Democratic debate? The one in July?
Yeah, I think it is.
So Trump
would. But would they feel safe with Biden on campus?
I don't know. He might touch your arm.
Women wouldn't know what area to fend off.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, he'll never touch your genital area. He doesn't do that.
But the other guy might.
I don't know. Yeah. One of the two new ones, she got her leg touched by Biden.
Oh, her leg, though. Her leg, not anything else. But it just made me realize how much I'm dreading this campaign. I am dreading it. Isn't it going to be just the biggest pile of shit ever? Yes.
Did anybody see that debate last night?
I think it's going to be a blast.
I don't know. I'm not excited about it. I mean, I know we'll talk about it. I know it'll...
Laugh at it.
It just hasn't been... This has not been fun, in my opinion. It's not because I feel really strong about what's happening necessarily. It's just such a shit show, and it just gets... I don't know. It just gets old. And the media, as much as they berate Trump, so much is written. He is actually... Isn't he doing great things for the media, really? I mean, I know they report on all his missteps, but hasn't he been he's got to be the most covered president ever.
He's trying to help them get a Pulitzer Prize. Am I right?
That's right, yeah.
That's right.
He's really helped. He's pushing them to greatness.
Let me find the video. I can't find it.
I was reading a survey today on the Mueller report, and I think it was... 48% still believe that Russia's behind. And I'm thinking, oh, this thing will never end. If they don't release a report, it'll never end because people will be wanting it released.
If it is released,
it'll never end because the MS is. But I see this. And it'll just never end.
Now, which is finished. It's totally finished. No collusion, no obstruction. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the. investigation. The beginnings of that.
Beginnings, you know, the oranges.
Oh, the oranges. Picturing oranges.
Your oranges story.
Fruit.
Where it started, how it started.
It's called your oranges
who
story.
Who started it.
The
McCabe or Comey or a lot of them.
Here's where we're going to win a Pulitzer.
Where does it go? How high up in the White House did it go?
Actually, you know what? The
you
survey.
You'll all get Pulitzer Prizes.
There you go.
You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes.
You can join Charlie and ML.
Have looked at it a long time ago. And that's the only thing that's disappointing to me.
That's the only thing?
About the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
What'd you say, the oranges? The
beginnings of the investigation.
The oranges. Spend too much time looking at his hair? The survey, I'm sorry, was about people, 48%, and you know, I assume when I see a poll like that, that it's the left or the right, if it's something, some corollary, believes that Russia has something on Trump. Mm. So it wasn't, I'm sure if you did a survey in the Mueller report, there'd be significant number that are dissatisfied or want it released. No, everyone wants it released, I think. 90% or something? Yeah. It's a huge number.
Another fun poll.
Any more orange?
Another fun poll is Americans, 70% of Americans would be totally cool with a gay president, which is support for Buttigieg.
I saw him making out with his husband, and they have a baby, by the way.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are we ready? Excuse me. Are we ready for President Buttigieg, though? Yeah,
it's a little weird. It's quite the mouthful, as his husband would say.
Can we get a survey on that? On the name?
No one can Buttigieg? Say. Just President Pete. Are we ready for a President Pete either? I don't know.
He doesn't look. This has nothing to do with him being gay. I think he looks a little soft to be our president.
Marine.
How tall is he? I don't care. I just saying, what do you love? Just looked at him.
How tall?
I just looked at him. I thought, I don't know if he's a president. Because I can look at people.
I don't know how tall
Chris Christie can't be president.
No.
He can't be. I'm sorry.
Too huge.
He just looks doughy. You can't have a doughy president. I mean, Trump is fat.
So Buttigieg needs to start working out.
How tall is Buttigieg's?
I'm looking it up right now.
If he's tall, I can make up for his... He looks soft to me. I'm just saying.
That picture looks really soft there, his official one.
Hey.
Yeah, he's... I don't know, he's...
He looks like
smart enough, though.
Scared. Like, count scary. I mean, I'm just going off a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall he is.
I have...
If it's not available, then clearly he's 5'6".
Well, who's the tallest of all of them?
Tallest president?
No, the of the contenders.
Oh, Trump. Biden's tall, isn't he? Trump is 6'2".
Yeah.
I think he says he's 6'3", but I think he's 6'2".
Beto's like 6'1 or 2, right?
I don't know. Did you see Beto? It wants reparations, by the way.
Really?
That was a story today.
Who?
Beto wants reparations.
Oh
he wants,
good.
I think he officially said he wants a commission to study reparations, but that's a
committee.
That's pretty significant.
Oh, he's done.
Otherwise, let's see.
I think there's a conspiracy here about Pete Buttigieg's height.
Yeah, I do too.
He's wearing this. You cannot find anything about him.
He's got to be short.
You have to find pictures of him standing next to people.
Yeah, but what if he pulled the Zuckerberg move?
Yeah, that's true.
Zuckerberg's the master of standing really close to the camera so he looks tall.
Oh, and Mike Morse does the same thing. They shoot him from the ground, which is people like 20 feet behind him, so he looks gigantic.
Remember Fuckerberg's booster seat when you talked to Congress?
Yeah, tiny little man.
Which I think they negotiated.
Oh, my God, really? Own it. If you're short, own it. Come on. Just don't be bitter all your life.
Yeah, right.
You're short.
Can we keep an eye on Inside Edition? Because Lisa Guerrero, I believe her thing with Elizabeth Holmes, which is the reason we're talking. I don't mind talking Lisa Guerrero anyway.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah.
I think she does some nice stories.
She was on that 1 year of Monday Night Football with Dennis Miller.
Oh, was she in the sideline that year?
She was the opposite of E.D. Wasn't that her? Oh, no, you know what? That wasn't her. She did do Monday Night Football 1 year. Maybe that wasn't the year she did
it. Did you see the Avengers became the first thing to break the internet since John Gosselin? They did. They shut down. Apparently, so many people want to buy tickets to the Avengers.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
That it was.
I just broke the internet.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I don't enjoy going when it's like a massive.
I don't either.
People. I don't understand why you want to do that.
Because you want to see the Avengers?
And everybody stands in line. Of course, there's like a really long line. It's wrapped around a building to get into the first showing. It's dumb.
When I feel like cattle, I'm out. I mean, opening day is almost too cattle-ish for me.
Do we need more movie theaters?
Maybe.
I hate the fact that you can't just go to a movie and then buy the ticket and go.
I know.
And you have to plan it all out.
Sucks. Oh, people are also buying them to resell them on eBay.
Oh, I see.
Which is so obnoxious.
Why don't you buy them on eBay if you can buy them from the theater?
Isn't it funny that you can
stupid.
You can love something and hate it so much? And I'm talking about the internet.
Yeah,
I love the internet. Of course, everyone loves the internet. But sometimes I hate it so much because of stupid crap like that. And then we were watching the story from Nightline last night where this guy who is a revenge porn guy, he started a site, and of course he looks at he said, the people are, they're like avatars to me. I don't feel any guilt, whatever. And he sold his site eventually. I guess he made a lot of money. But since all this baloney about him, it's been revealed that he hacked the photos from women. It wasn't from their boyfriends. He's just hacking nudish pictures of women and posting them on his revenge porn site.
I was reading a little bit more about that site. They were making 13 grand a month at its height. It's been shut down since, but 13 grand a month, and that's probably why he paid that guy. And all he's going to get is, what, 4 years? Is this 4 or 5 years, maybe? He was the biggest asshole.
He's such a jerk, and it just makes me sick. And it got me thinking, too, this, because immediately I'm like, why is this allowed to happen? Why do we put up with crap like this when we have the technology to do all these things, but we can't shut down people that shoot 50 people? Mm-hmm. We can't shut down people who put hacked pictures of nude women or women in some state of undress. We can't stop that. And by the way, you know, I remember when the first sex tape came out that someone didn't. I mean, I thought, oh, my God, your life's over. You would feel like your life, you're nude, you're having whatever, and someone's putting something up that they stole from you. How can that happen? Now it's just every day. I don't think people even think it's a big deal. I'm not even sure the people it happens to, although if you're not in the public eye at all, it's different for Hulk Hogan versus someone, you know, who gets their phone hacked.
Private individual, sure.
Yeah.
It's like breaking into their house and stealing it.
It is. It's almost worse, really. Yeah. I mean, it's the most private thing. It's like being raped in some way. Or being touched by Joe Biden.
To that point, Brandon, do you have the text of the day to the boner line?
Oh, yeah. Let me find that.
I was going to bring that up.
Okay.
And we actually, that was the first one that came in after we saw that text of the day. We ended up getting like 6 or 7 more.
Saying the same thing?
So people definitely noticed it. Let me find it real fast.
I can save it
for the end. We got knocked off Facebook yesterday. I mean, we started to play 10 seconds of the Ray Schmurder band, which I don't even remember. Why were they in the news?
Yeah, one of the brothers of Ray Schmurda.
Oh, yeah, threw a bottle at somebody from the stage, and he injured his nose, and he broke his nose, and he's suing him. So we get that thing gets knocked off. We get thrown off Facebook, I mean, like that. But murder 50 people, and... Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Oh, my God.
How fucking crazy is that?
And that was the text. I love how you guys were booted off Facebook the second you play a no-name rapper, but it takes a federal case to take down a mass murder video. Sounds perfectly logical.
And the guy, you know, whose daughter was murdered in Roanoke, Virginia, and the murderer posted the video, and he said he absolutely, that was 2015, he cannot get it off the internet. It's still on there. People just keep sharing. No help for him. And he also, like the father of the Newtown child, said the tech companies are no help. They have no system to help you. When you go to them, it's like, oh, hang on. We'll get back to you. So you end up fighting this fight yourself. As did, by the way, the mother of the daughter that was on the revenge porn site.
Yeah.
And her picture was hacked. She was topless on this stupid asshole site.
Sorry, not sorry.
And the mother just spent doggedly months and years fighting to find out that this picture was hacked from her daughter's phone. This guy broke the law, and now he's going to jail.
Yeah, the site was...
But it's not because anyone did anything but her.
Yeah, the site is called Is Anyone Up, but it's been down for a while. But it's, what a dick this guy was. Hunter Moore.
He is.
Great guy.
Oh, what a dick.
Good dude.
Lots
of green blobs, as you pointed out, too.
Yeah, he's heavily blobbed.
He was getting green blobbed while being interviewed by Nightline.
It was so annoying. My God.
Ooh, there's some breaking celebrity news.
Oh,
I don't have the sounder, but I didn't know. My computer's a little slow.
Can't someone come up with these breaking news sounders are important, especially the
breaking
new one.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Britney Spears has checked herself into a mental health facility.
Oh my God, again?
Because she's distraught over her dad's illness.
Oh.
So did she just make her dad's illness about herself?
Yeah, she did. Wait, okay, first of all, do we believe that?
No.
I don't know. Jamie Spears now has two surgeries to correct major issues in his intestines and colon.
Wait, because now she has to control her own money for a little while? Is that what's...
Oh, boy.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
I think she...
She checked her into the facility, herself into the facility about a week ago. She's going to be there for 30 days.
Isn't it possible that maybe she just backslid and...
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe she's partying. Very sad about her dad's surgeries.
Speculation. But...
Leave Benny alone.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
How sick is her dad?
Well, he has to have those two surgeries for intestines and colon.
Wouldn't he be the one who'd be in the mental health facility?
Yes, that's
he's upset.
The point. Yeah.
And wouldn't she need to be strong for him? Wouldn't that be the usual scheme?
And what about Sean Preston and Jaden James? Who's watching them?
Well, are they checking in too?
Maybe they're staying with Kevin.
Are they checking into another facility because their mom is in a facility, so they need to check into a child mental health facility, maybe?
She's got the history with mental health. In fact, her dad, who's now going into surgery, he's in charge of all of her income, all of her money, everything.
I thought that was being changed now, wasn't it?
No, she's actually a part of something that can't get reversed, actually. She's unable to be able to take control of her estate.
So what happens if her dad dies?
How incredible is that?
It might go to a mother or something.
For the last... 12, 13 years, cannot control her own money. And I remember there was a while there where she was only allowed to have her phone for like 5 minutes a day.
Too bad her dad wasn't Maz. Maz would just let her have it.
That's a conservatorship.
Yeah.
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 How fucked up do you have to be where a court literally says, man, oh, man. Crazy. Trudy, get Dr. Roche. The latest, was it Morpheus 8, I believe?
Actually, there
are something new. I think there are some
specials,
yeah. Some excitement over there at the offices of Dr. Greg Roche. But first, our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zot Ford and DealsInAD.com, wants to thank every single listener that supported the podcast, buying or leasing cars, trucks, and SUVs. It's not a sports podcast. It's not a shout-out. Just a sincere thank you. And their sign of appreciation. A lot of these people are coming back up, and they're releasing over there, so it's really worked out beautifully. And with the arrival of spring, it also brings a full inventory of the newest Ford models and all their exciting options, colors, and technology. And today, I believe, we'll be receiving a report about how they dominated the truck market again, the F-Series. Included in the inventory, the 2019 Ford Mustang GTs, Raptors, and Rangers, all ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zot Ford and Holly, peruse their inventory, get an autograph from Maz, buy the car from Gary, or Lisa, take a ride in the massage chairs, play some foosball, and by all means, grab an autograph from Maz. Thank you from your friends at DealsInTheD.com and Dr. Roche.
Yeah, do you want to read it?
Busy. No, you can read
from
it.
From Janine.
Morpheus.
I think Janine.
I messaged her just yesterday, no, Monday, and she sent me this right back.
So. Oh, good.
Thanks, Janine. With a couple of specials going on through April 9th, syringe of Restylane, get one syringe half off. Buy one, get one. A $300 savings.
It's a lot of wrinkles.
She did the math for me because I don't have your math head. When you second one is when you schedule your surgery, you can receive a free syringe of Restylane, a $600 value. So any other procedure, you can get one syringe of Restylane for $600.
Sweet.
A $600 value for free.
Plus the other, you know, the new boobs.
Right.
Whatever it is you want to do.
You walk out of there
butt lift and
stunning.
Wrinkles. See ya!
And a Diva Package special. Buy three treatments for $38.50, regular $4,500, plus receive a free G-shot.
Botox shot. In my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Which is a $1,200 value. Make that little sucker more responsive.
Plus the $650 that you save on the other one. That's $1,850 you save.
I know.
I mean, investing in your hoo-ha, pretty
yeah,
cool.
Right?
Some awesome stuff.
Really? Ooh-ha. You can only help.
Yeah.
And that's going on. Plus, coming soon is Morpheus 8, which is an all-new system for improving the texture and the contouring of your skin from the offices of Dr. Roche.
Morpheus 8.
DRROCHE.com. Or 248-338-1110 for a consultation.
Pretty cool.
We want to help people.
That's not Dr. Roche.
With Muse in town and Motha Hoople coming, there's other news too. The Psychedelic Furs are coming to the Royal Oak Music Theater in July.
In July.
God, it'd be great to get Richard Butler on, wouldn't it?
I would.
I'd like to hear his, I mean, I've heard him talk before. He is one of the coolest voices in music, I think.
Hey, the dude we tried to talk to in vain from Monday's show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy that waited all morning for no reason.
But, yeah, butt dialed me yesterday.
He gone to Disney World, but he waited all morning for our call.
Butt dialed you. I think he's lacking in phone skills.
He can't call when he needs to call. When he's scheduled, he had to totally call off schedule.
I declare that fake. I think he did that just so he could say, I waited all morning. Did he mention waiting all morning?
I called him back, and he said he had a new problem where he was perturbed because he's from the UK. He's British, if you could really gather, you know, any of what he was saying from that.
He was
phone.
In Los Angeles.
And he was in L.A., right? And he was trying to hire a car, and because his credit card, you know, was being used in the U.S. They,
I'm
you know, how credit
about
card
this
companies.
Guy. He's going to get scammed.
So we assigned someone out. To him.
Yeah, he needs help.
But he wanted to come on the show. He really did. He said, "Are we going to reschedule that?" So I told him how much I loved all of his books. I've only read like 1-2 chapters.
Oh, Trudy. Trudy did have a few pages turned back, but not many. Jimmy Page, the definitive biography. We'll give him the plug. I love reading about Jimmy Page, and I was enjoying his book. And I'm sorry that he waited all morning. And that is the main reason I'd like to have Monaghan to find out. Why did you wait all morning for a 1 o'clock interview?
We should call him, find out what he's doing.
It's ridiculous. That's all I really want to know. Yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing about the book, but...
Me again.
Why would anyone do that? And just to lay that on Brandon, who really can't handle things like that. You put Brandon on the ledge.
Wait, don't hang up.
The guy waited around all morning. Oh, my God. Brandon's got to learn to lighten up.
I've been stressed.
Let's go, Brandon.
The no filter schedule has been making his life
it's a whirlwind.
A living hell.
Sorry. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Well...
That's not a sorry, not sorry, is it?
No, because I really bring.
True apology.
I feel bad for Mark because
what?
I bring you down. I have to. There's
me?
Days where when I'm down, I just ruin everybody's.
Oh, there's
days.
No bringing me down, honey.
So I'm sorry.
I'm always in a fine mood.
It generally creates amusement when you're gone, though. Just
yes.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Well, I just worry. I legitimately worry about you.
I mean, if it's a ledge item that shouldn't be a ledge item, the no filter thing, you know, they were. They've been moving the show to Friday. Well, Brandon has more responsibility on Friday for the baby, so Friday sucks for him. So I was like, well, we're going to permanently do that. This is going to really screw up his life. And I've been watching these shows, and it came to me, I feel the case is that they're better off on Thursday anyway because they
I
need
agree.
Thursday night and Friday are big days.
To preview.
Yeah, for downloading and for listening. It appears that's the case. And with Charlie, like Monday, Tuesday's really big. ML's really big Thursday, Friday. I don't think the weekend, for a lot of people, look at our weekend show. By the way, why does our weekend show? It does half the downloads.
The best of?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know that we do about a half an hour of original content before the best of actually starts and begins. So you're actually getting brand new material.
I think we need the breaking news sounder for that, Brandon. That's a great point.
You're right.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Yeah, we do, I don't know, it varies. Sometimes it's only 15 minutes, and sometimes it's been almost an hour worth of new content. But then we tack on some of the old bits from 2016, 2017 that we thought were really good that, you know, you might not find if you're listening, you know, back in those archives. So,
but people are out of their normal schedules on the weekend. So I think for No Filter, going twice a week, I think they're better off Monday and Thursday. Because Monday, what happens is the Friday show gets cannibalized because Monday comes out.
I agree.
And you're more inclined to listen to that. So anyway, they are going to do it tomorrow with Terry Foster.
Hey, by the way, the best of is on Hash Bash Day.
That's right.
It is.
It's Hash Bash this weekend.
Oh, wow. Hash Bash.
Yeah.
What a cool event that
does
is.
I know.
Does it still need to exist?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think
it's
it does.
A, it's okay. A social
it's
harmony
fun.
Thing.
1 ounce of Purple Opal, 2 ounces of Fisherman's Friend, and a half ounce of Alabama Kush.
And I don't know if he planned it, but Woodstock Bob's birthday is today, which, you know, he also has his birthday scheduled like 3 days out from Hash Bash.
There's that scene again giving out happy birthdays.
Smoke weed every day.
WB.
Is he going to the Hash Bash?
I don't think he does that anymore, but we should probably call him.
I was going to say, if he did go, he could report on it Monday.
Yeah.
That would be valuable. Because usually you just get the file footage of the crowd all Dr. Seuss hatted up.
Yep.
And tie-dyed, and it's really a fun crowd to look
and
at.
And a long shot with a lot of smoke tendrils and stuff.
Yeah, and a drum circle. I don't know why.
Where's Nathan Phillips?
And I bet you he'll be there.
He'll be there.
I'll bet you he'll be there.
And speeches that are a lot of non sequiturs.
Run on.
There's some athletes last year that spoke.
Yeah. Was D-Mac there last year? D-Mac's a big advocate.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, John Sinclair was there last year.
John Sinclair.
I think he read a poem.
Yeah.
Well, that's so John Sinclair.
Deep.
So anyway, Psych Furs are July 20th at the Royal Oak Music Theater. And then ABBA has an album coming out this fall. ABBA.
What?
New ABBA music.
Hmm. Take a chance.
Well, no, it's ABBA. New music, but who knows? There's been a lot of demand for an ABBA tour for decades. I mean, huge offers for them to get together, and I'm kind of stunned that they haven't really. I guess they must have made a shit ton of money off of ABBA.
Have they never?
Off of Mamma Mia?
Oh, Mamma Mia, that's right. Yeah, that was the injection that they... The reunion tour would have normally been the financial injection, but instead Mamma Mia gave it to them, so they didn't need to tour.
Have they never, ever toured?
Not since they broke up. Mm. I think that was in the early 80s. Mm. And they had a lot of hits, and they were, you know, they're one of those bands that if you're in this country, you might think, well, yeah, they're a big band, but internationally, they're humongous.
Right, and that's going to be a pretty big show, too, because it's so multidimensional, with Mamma Mia being... You know, made and remade, and the original band.
I don't know if they're touring, but they are making it. They have an album, so I would assume they'll tour. Yeah, I would think so, because you're not making any money off the album. I mean, I wonder if could they possibly have hits at this? I guess they could.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and Mamma Mia made them reinvigorated the whole catalog, and they're all alive. So anyway, and also this was reported this morning. This was a big piece of non-news. I think there's a lot of non-news in the news, by the way, that isn't really news.
Sure.
The Eagles are performing Hotel California straight through.
Oh, neat.
For two dates in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I just don't like the Eagles.
Don't the Eagles, don't they tour?
Go away.
I mean, I don't even go to the shows, and I want them to stop touring.
Yeah.
I just want to knock it off. I don't want to hear commercials.
Remember when Hell froze over?
No, they're playing
all the time.
Refreeze Hell for a while. Geez.
But I thought that Hotel California Live off that was really cool.
Cool, you can go see them.
I like that song. I do love that song. I do think they have some great songs, but I've just heard them too many times, I guess. I don't know. What can I say?
Did you see the Old Man show on Sunday?
No.
Why aren't you watching that show anymore?
Too many things.
I watched some of it.
Did you see the thing with the Metropolitan Museum? MoMA has a special rock and roll guitar expo.
Oh, cool.
I did see part of that. I started to fast forward through because I'm like, museum? Who cares?
That's the trick of the Old Man show. You can never speed through the most boring story because it'll be interesting.
Well, the opening was Don Felder doing that, and they were like, here's Don Felder. And he was just standing in like the middle of it. It was a photo op for sure, playing a double neck guitar. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. He didn't do that all by himself.
That is his riff. That's his riff. Yes.
True. But it was him and Joe Walsh.
True.
That's where that, you know, like really elaborate guitar sound came from was the addition of my man.
It was a
Joe Walsh.
Pretty, as far as recognizable intros and great intros, I don't know how many better there are.
No, it's true.
That's a good question.
Pinball Wizard.
What are the, that's a great intro. I was like Day Tripper. Do 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 do. Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh yeah.
I mean that drum.
I got one. Hot for Teacher. The drum, and I'm serious.
Cool. No, it's cool. Great. I agree. It's cool.
And it's been on my head for like a week.
And you know, I read a long story about how intros are over. The new artists, they feel it's got to get to the lyrics really fast, or the attention span is so brief.
Isn't that part of the success of Post Malone? Is that he did the Bon Jovi thing where the hook is like the first thing you hear?
You know, I didn't specifically read anything about Post Malone in this story. It was just really about how, and they were talking about some of the great old intros and how huge they were, and how about some of the long intros.
Man, people's attention spans are wrecking music.
They are. Oh, yeah. Bob O'Reilly?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Oh,
Smoke on the Water.
Oh, yeah, right.
Famous. Eminence Front is such a great intro. I love that intro.
I got another one. Let me find it. Hang on. Just because I want to hear it. I mean, make you wait. Eminence Front.
Wait, Guns N' Roses.
I was thinking of this
Sweet Child of Mine. Bob O'Reilly?
Yeah.
Wasn't somebody just talking about that?
Oh, did you mention? I'm sorry.
I did.
Damn. Paradise City.
Now we're not keeping track anymore.
Paradise City?
Paradise City, hell yeah.
I think that came out of Brandon somehow. Yeah, Paradise City. Oh.
So, I'm looking at a list.
Oh, Honky Tonk Woman, too.
I'm sure you probably mentioned, but Start Me Up.
Yeah.
Now, someone has just posted a video of Microsoft in 1995. Remember they used that song?
Mm-hmm.
Of Bill Gates and Ballmer and a couple of the other nerdy white guys dancing to that song on stage. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Especially because Ballmer is so into it. There it is. Look at him. Look at
I think it's the wrong song.
Without...
Wow.
Let me find the right
find one. The one with the music.
A lot of, so a lot of arm flailing.
Yeah. Watch Gates.
We just saw Elizabeth Holmes do this, too. Elizabeth
yeah, you're Holmes. Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so ridiculous.
Gates can't dance at all.
The stage is huge.
Oh, my God.
He's clapping apart from the beat.
Oh, my God. He can't.
Isn't that awesome?
Really funny.
But yeah, in that Theranos documentary, we saw Elizabeth Holmes come out to Can't Touch His.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
With Sunny Balls on You. I gotta find the. I missed the Guerrero story because we got a caller soon. Right?
You know what Jay Timko sent me? Hey Jay.
Hi Jay.
Hey Jay. Hey.
Jay sent me musicless music videos.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Those are so funny. There's one of the Stones, and Mick is just dancing like a madman, but there's no music. And I think they have like feedback and stuff, or just some goofy sounds.
Sound effects.
It looks like he's just getting off to nothing.
Here's the Stones getting
the Tammy show.
He plugs in the guitar.
This is so ridiculous. When Mick jumps in the air, I just die.
The crowd. The
crowd. Mick claps his hands.
Just search musicless music video. That's great.
Bill Wyman playing a little bass riff.
Wow, that's kind of cool though, because you focus more on what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. But there's Brian Jones hitting the tambourine.
Are there any other ones, Brandon?
Oh yeah, there's.
Oh, there's
a lot
lots of them.
I want to see some more.
I actually just watched the Prodigy one after that dude passed away.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Let's see. Jay sent me Hall and Oates. And Michael Jackson. Maybe it's a Thriller. Oh, Maneater's supposed to be. Maneater Shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Shred videos are great.
What's a Shred video mean?
It's just they overdub it with terrible guitars.
Oh, yeah. There's a Van Halen one. It's really funny.
Oh, my God.
It's whatever's being played on the screen at that time.
That's really funny. I've never seen that one before.
That might be one of the best ones.
Jay, I think, really perused these.
Wow. Yeah, I've always loved the Scott Stapp ones, the Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I was just sitting in my kitchen watching. He's just laughing hysterically.
Great.
Let's see, Michael Jackson. What's this one?
Well, they should make that a TV show.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I would pay money for that.
Creed.
Look at his.
Van Halen is perfect. Like, every time Eddie strums his guitar, you hear some horrible note. And meanwhile, he looks like he's just getting off.
Creed.
You do, 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 you do,
Joseph. You have to realize if you're wondering what the hell's going on, we're watching the actual video where they look like they're just, you know, just killing it. And they've overdubbed these horrible vocals.
We'll link them on the site. Have you seen the other video that's getting a lot of play today is riding a roller coaster with Billy Corgan?
Oh, no.
I were watching it yesterday because Hightower sent it to me. And it's so dumb and it's so stupid. But we are in tears over how dumb and stupid it was.
Well, let's get that ready. It's almost Lisa Guerrero time.
Here it is. Billy Corgan rides a roller coaster. It's really short. And it's the front view of a roller coaster going down the first hill. It's hanging over right now. And there you go. That's it. That's it. Stupid. That's all it is. It's so dumb.
Oh, boy.
But it's so funny.
Lisa Guerrero, do we have the Inside Edition? Do we know?
They didn't run it today.
They didn't run it today. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good tease then.
She had some still photos on her Twitter page.
Scott Kunith wants to remind you, if you're looking to buy a house or you need help in knowing what your home is worth or help in finding a new one, Scott's with Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. He's the rising star. He's got his own jingle. 248-797-7746. By the way, a lot of people have bought songs from Matt Farley.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people.
Of course. Yeah. Why
wouldn't
they?
And they've sent them, and they're really funny. 248-797-7746, or email Scott at skunith@cbwm. Or if you want to refer somebody to Scott, and he's great with those young buyers and need a little help, between Scott and Hall Financial, you'll be covered for your first transaction if you're unnerved, as everybody is, I think. I mean, you sign all this crap and you go, oh my God, what did I just do?
I know.
Isn't it weird at a closing how many things you sign? It's like, this is for, just sign it.
I know. And there's a ream of paper you have to keep forever. And right. It's just.
I have no idea where it is.
So intimidating. You don't.
I have no idea. There's a deed to my house in Phoenix somewhere. How ridiculous is that?
The Lisa Guerrero, Elizabeth Holmes was actually yesterday's.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
Tracking it down right now.
Oh, look at her.
She still looks fantastic.
White t-shirt phase now.
Yeah, what about Lisa?
Oh.
Just kidding. Oh, God. You were talking about Holmes, weren't you, Trudy?
Yeah.
Drew was talking about Guerrero.
Isn't this the tease?
No, this is the story.
Oh, this is the story? Okay.
Lisa Guerrero has this exclusive report.
Elizabeth Holmes might be facing up to 20 years in prison, but she sure looks happy prancing around San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's the disgraced tycoon and her fiancé, Billy Evans, whose t-shirt says it all. Take a walk on the wild side.
Hey, have you noticed, like, look at her gait and the way she walks. Totally different. She's not as stiff.
She's not wearing turtlenecks.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Holmes is the founder of Theranos, which marketed blood testing equipment that did not work as promised. She was on the cover of business magazines and hailed as the youngest female billionaire. The searing gaze, she never seemed to blink. The black turtleneck she always wore. And that deep baritone voice, which some say she faked to be taken more seriously.
We've made it possible to eliminate the tubes and tubes of blood.
Holmes has been arrested and charged with massive fraud. Her fall from grace is now the subject of a blistering HBO documentary. As she awaits federal trial, her whereabouts have been a mystery until now.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Lisa Guerrero with Inside Edition. We'd like to know if you had an opportunity to watch the documentary about you.
We found Holmes living in a luxury rental building with her fiancé, who is heir to a hotel fortune. They spend their days taking long walks with their husky Balto.
Do you have any comment at all to the investors that say they lost millions of dollars because of you?
She's traded in her black turtleneck for a more casual look. But as soon as these neighbors heard her speak, there was no mistaking that unforgettable voice.
Is that Elizabeth Holmes?
I didn't know until she spoke. As soon as she opened her mouth, I was like, bingo, that is her.
Well, people seem to be obsessed with your voice. Can you set the record straight? Is your voice real or is it fake?
But for now, Elizabeth Holmes is staying silent.
What an ass.
Elizabeth Holmes has pled not guilty to fraud.
What a jerk.
Okay. Lisa Guerrero, are you there?
I am. Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. And you know what? You asked her the one question when Maz said, hey, maybe we can get Lisa Guerrero. I said, oh, I wonder if she found out about her voice. That was the first thing. And Trudy said the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you get to hear her say, you know, did she say anything?
Look, this woman has, you know, allegedly scammed people out of millions of dollars. Her investors are furious at her. She faces up to 20 years in prison, and yet the one question everybody wants to know is her voice real or not?
Well, you know why? So, we know she did all that other stuff. We don't know about the voice. Yeah.
Okay, so now this is my theory, because I was obsessed. I watched the documentary like everybody else, and I read the book. And you know it's being made into a film starring Jennifer Lawrence. So Jennifer Lawrence is going to be playing Elizabeth Holmes, so that's crazy.
Well, that's a stretch. She doesn't look like that. She doesn't look that good.
She can ugly herself down.
Yeah.
You guys, and she's an actress. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
But the point is, you know, I watched like everybody else. I was obsessed with this story. And I thought, okay, the voice has got to be a put down or put on. Put down. but my feeling is that she must have a voice that's somewhat lower in the register, because the two women in the park that we found that did hear her talk recognized her because of the voice. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the voice, maybe she lowers it a little bit more when she does presentations or interviews or seminars. But I think overall her voice must be pretty low because the women recognized her when she was talking to her boyfriend.
Well, maybe she's scamming the boyfriend heir right. with some dumb idea that she's going to bankrupt him on. So she's keeping the low voice. Just a theory.
I guess. She's running with it right now anyway.
By the way, we love your hotel pieces.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
The scummy hotels.
Oh, the dirty hotels?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they're crazy, right? I mean, we do this every single year. I don't know how many years I've done this, like 10 years in a row. And you would think that the hotels and motels that are hosting the Super Bowl would know at some point, we're going to go and we're going to be undercover and we're going to pick your rooms apart. So it better be clean. It baffles my mind every single time that people cannot keep their hotels clean. And if you're going to charge $1,000 per room, you know, vacuum. Clean behind the bed.
Pick up
the syringes. The used syringes shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Maybe fumigate.
I like that you found the hole in the wall, the last one. You like pulled out some dirty underwear and it's a hole.
Oh boy.
You guys. I mean.
We love them.
The bed bugs.
There are no words sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we like to read 1-star reviews from bad hotels. It's very amusing.
The best.
How do you like Inside Edition?
I absolutely love it. I mean, what other job could you have where literally they send me out to chase bad guys and to demand accountability from people? And I mean, as much as we joke about it, we have done a lot of very serious stories. In fact, we've been able to help put murders behind bars, and we broke up a child cult labor operation in New York State this past year.
Wait, hold
on. And we've
Lisa, can you refresh my memory? Because, see, I watch Inside Edition because I'm entertained by it. I don't really think that, these guys are doing really important stuff. But what murderer did you put behind bars?
Okay, so his name is Dustin Chauncey. The story was called Justice for Juliet. And we've now done 3 of these stories, by the way. But this one was our first one. And it was a cold case. The aunt of the little girl that was murdered reached out to me on Facebook saying, local law enforcement has dropped the ball. It's been 4 years. The 3 adults that were in the house when my little niece was beaten to death were all allowed to leave the state. Mm. Nobody secured the house as a crime scene. They were not interviewed separately. And it's been 4 years. And then this, you know, I'll never find justice for my niece. You know, she's been killed. And all of the 3 suspects are gone. And we have a feeling that it was the mother's boyfriend who has a long rap sheet. And, you know, we went there, we talked to her, we talked to local law enforcement. They said they couldn't find them now. Meanwhile, my investigative unit and I, in 10 days, found all 3 suspects that were now all living in 3 different states. Well, we confronted the mother and she rolled over on the boyfriend. We went after him. He was very aggressive towards us, as you can imagine. And because of our story, we helped to force a grand jury in Nebraska to take another look at that case. The grand jury found that there was a reason to put him on trial. 2 years ago. He finally went to trial, and he was found guilty, and he's now serving 80 years to life because of our story.
Wow, and all I remember are the dirty hotel stories. How sad is that?
Right, I know. Believe me, I know. But, I mean, if you are really interested, you should go to our YouTube page and just type in investigations under our YouTube page, and you can see all of the stories that we do. We do a lot of crime. We do a lot of cold cases.
I watch
We've
the show.
We solve some cold cases.
We watch it every day.
We watch it every day.
It's the best news show on TV. That's what we call it. It is. It's the best news show.
We love it. I mean, obviously, we believe in what we do. We find people accountable. We go after crooked politicians and scam artists, and we do a lot of consumer reports, news you can use. And sometimes we get to track down people like Elizabeth Holmes that, you know, hasn't yet, you know, served time, and she's gallivanting partying at Burning Man with her boyfriend, literally at the same time that Theranos' doors were being shuttered and that all of those workers were out of jobs, and many of them, you know, it ruined their careers and their reputation.
And their lives, some of them. Yeah, she's gallivanting. Yeah. I love the word gallivanting, by the way. Can you tell me, you stick microphones in people's faces a lot of times that don't want to talk, like Elizabeth Holmes, of course, but who have you stuck the microphone in someone's face, just trying to think of someone, anyone, who actually spoke more than you ever dreamed they would?
A lot of times they do, and a lot of times people that are scam artists or people that have committed big crimes, they have huge egos and they believe they can get over on people. And so a lot of the times when we catch up to them, they want to explain themselves. They think that they're smarter than the viewer. They think that they're smarter than the journalist. They think they're smarter than the prosecutors or law enforcement or judges. So they often will try to talk to me. In fact, here's a great example. Jordan Belfort, the real-life Wolf of Wall Street, we were the first journalists that confronted him in the United States. I've now, you know, tried to hold him accountable on two different occasions. And the first time, he spoke at length and tried to justify himself and told me on camera that he was going to pay back his victims. That's millions of dollars. He said that he would pay them back by the end of that year. That was 5 years ago. Obviously, he's never paid them back. But he was willing to stand there on camera and talk to me at length. So you never know. My job is to ask the questions. I can control whether or not somebody answers them or runs away or pulls a gun on me or tries to physically threaten me. I can't help that part. All I do is I ask the questions and I try to hold people accountable.
Well, what's the most afraid you've been when someone did, you know, appear to be a physical threat to you? Anyone come to mind?
I was hit by a car once. Yeah. We were doing a story about an older dentist that had been basically torturing these kids. He'd been removing teeth without using any kind of, because what he was doing is it was a Medicaid scam. He was focusing on children of Latino parents that, you know, English was their second language. And so they didn't understand a lot of how the insurance business worked. So he was overcharging these parents and billing Medicaid. And he was, and obviously the quicker he could pull all these teeth out, the better for him.
Sure.
So he wasn't using any kind of numbing basically he would strap them into these boards, these papoose boards they're called, and just start pulling out their teeth.
Oh, my God.
And charging Medicaid.
What did he do to you, Lisa?
Well, he got in his car. He didn't like me confronting him in a parking lot, so he got in his car, pulled out. We thought he was leaving the parking lot, and then he drilled the car straight to my shooter and I, my shooter jumped backwards and I tried to jump forwards and he got me in the hip. Obviously we weren't expecting that one. I had somebody pull a gun on me pretty recently. That was last year, a sweetheart scam where a guy was pretending he had cancer and he was getting these women to contribute, you know, to his operation, several women. So it was kind of a romantic sweetheart scam. And these women were giving him their life savings and sending him money to, you know, to help battle his cancer. Well, he didn't have cancer, and we confronted him, and he went into his house and came out with a gun. Mm. And so weren't expecting that, but I got more furious than anything. And on camera, I said, "Are you kidding me? You're going to threaten me with a gun because we're asking you about, you know, this alleged cancer you have?" So I mainly don't get scared. I get mad.
Well, that's good. I don't want you to get hurt out there, Lisa.
I know. My dad, you should hear my dad. I mean, honestly, I can't tell him what I'm doing until after we shoot it. He watches it, I think, with one eye, you know, with a hand over one eye. And we just get so nervous. But so far, so good, you guys.
What are some
I'm here to talk about it.
What are some of your other favorite investigations that you've done? Like maybe some more of the frivolous type investigations that you've done that were kind of fun.
Oh, we love. Okay, so this is a series that we've been doing since I think about a year or year and a half ago, and I'm sure you've seen some of these where we watch these crazy infomercials where they claim a product can do this or that, and then we recreate them. So we did. Have you seen those? There's ones for the tape or the seal, Flex Seal. And
yeah, the
flex
boat.
Tape.
Did you cut a boat in half?
Yeah, the boat.
I cut a boat in half. I cut a boat in half.
Cool.
And then we put the Flex Tape over it, and then they dumped me in the middle of the lake to see if I would sink.
And did you? I can't remember if you sunk or not.
We did that. It started to take on water, so it didn't really work the way it said it worked in the infomercial, but it held up for about 20 minutes until finally, you know, they had to get me out of there. I was going to drown in the middle of some lake. But we love doing the recreations. You know, the one where they put eggs on the back of the guy and they drop him on this mattress to see if the eggs will break. The purple mattress. We did that. They hoisted me up on this big thing and they just let me fly and I dropped. The eggs would break on my back.
You've had some good spring break investigations, haven't you?
Oh, spring break's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of the fun police. We show up where people are drinking and having fun and we wag our finger at them. But usually it's for a good cause. For example, we did one a couple of years ago where we focused on parties where kids were partying and drinking on balconies at these hotels.
Yeah, we just lost a local kid in Dearborn, just fell off a balcony and was it Cancun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and died.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. And we do those stories and people are annoyed at us and, you know, at the time, you know, why are you bothering us? We're just having fun. And we appreciate that. And I had fun myself when I was at spring break. The point is to have fun and to get home safely and not to have fun while balancing on the side of a, you know, a balcony. And we did that, you know, we did that story last year. And what happened this year? Another kid died on a balcony at spring break. Yeah. I think that one was in Florida. So, you know, it happens. And we do try to have fun with the stories we can have fun with. And there are other stories that we do, you know, there is a point to it. We try to do the stories in an entertaining way, but we hope that, you know, in a lot of cases, people get something out of it.
Did you guys do a story in Inside Edition about Steven Seagal? As far as
so many stories about him. No, we did stories about Steven Seagal when he was, remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio?
Yeah.
He did some crazy stunt with him and he kind of got in trouble for it. And I think actually, I actually don't want to get the facts wrong because I don't remember the details of it, but I remember there was some kind of legal problem that they had when they tried to make him into like a sheriff.
Oh, right.
Him bust into people's house. Like there was some kind of crazy shenanigans like that. But through the years we've done stories about him and, you know, I actually talked about him during the Me Too movement
because
when
I
was an actress, he was very inappropriate with me at an audition and I talked about it at length. And then after I talked about it, seven other actresses came forward and two young girls then came out a couple of months after that with stories that he had raped them, one at a crew party and one at his house at an audition, very similar to my situation.
Yeah, he sounded like a really bad guy. How endangered did you feel? I mean, how bad was it?
You know, at the time I was, I was acting and I knew I had feelings that I didn't want to be there alone. So I insisted that I bring the casting director with me. And he was really annoyed about that. Mm. And he made her stay in the other room. And I definitely felt uncomfortable. I opened the door. He was sitting on this weird throne-like chair while I was doing the audition. And I left, and then he wanted me to come back that night for a private rehearsal, which, of course, I didn't do, and I didn't get that job.
Is that why he moved out of the country, possibly?
Yeah. Well, I think he was having a lot of legal problems. You know, his ex-assistant sued him and claimed that he had kidnapped her and sexually assaulted her. I mean, he's had a lot of issues.
Oh yeah.
Legally. So I have a feeling, and now he's Putin's best friend and is now a Russian citizen. I mean, it's weird. So yeah, you know, there's some troubling things going on there, I think. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, keep Inside Editioning away, and we just watched the story on Elizabeth Holmes, and we do watch every day. We really do. So keep it up.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Great
Thanks
talking
for having
to you.
Me, and I appreciate good talking to you, too, as always. Thank yeah. you.
Thanks, Love Lisa. To have you back. Bye.
Oh, she's great.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Lisa Guerrero.
Steven Seagal need a safe space to be? Because he sexually assaults and breaks in on everybody that he...
Because he did stuff to people? Yeah. I know. He, God. I think he, didn't he have a kimono on that was open to
yeah,
and
she Yeah, I know. He's such a dick. God.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I wonder if the David Blaine thing will go anywhere. I wonder if any of these things will go anywhere. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, what's happened to him? Nothing? Yeah, you know. How long has it been?
Oh, you know,
it's been like a year and a half.
He just had to respond to the story about, because, you know, his former assistant was suing him because of the stuff he made her do. Which did we ever talk about that story? The list of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We covered
at the time. Yeah, I remember.
There's so many Me Too things.
Story. No, this really isn't as much Me Too as it is just being a shitty boss and making her inject his penis or get his penis injection.
Yeah. Well, there were you know tons of these a lot of these guys were doing this stuff, and we know like with R. Kelly, you know those people around him are doing horrible things, and you know. I'm not going to compare it to Auschwitz or something where, you know, these guards who, you know, became reviled because they carried out orders from the Nazi regime.
Sure.
This is not in that category, but it's pretty fucking bad. And we know R. Kelly is illiterate, so he can't make all this stuff happen. You know he's got help.
Oh, of course.
Plus he's got a career. And the I mean... I was reading about the who's the guy here that got in a fight with the police and said, of course, it was racism and they beat him up. And it turned out he had punched the cop first. He was on stage too long. He's a rapper, I believe.
Oh,
it was a Detroit case. And he had a girlfriend who was talking to a guy and he beat the shit out of her in front of his staff, his security, who never helped her. And I mean, just hear these things all the time. You're like, are these people human beings? Are they really that?
Is it Trey Songz?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It is.
Songz.
Yeah, so Sandeep Rahal said she was forced to set up Weinstein's love nest during the 2 years she worked there, providing him with a shot of Caravaject that would be injected into his penis before sex. She didn't shoot him, though, did she?
I don't think so.
Provided him with a shot and then clean up the aftermath of those encounters.
Oh, isn't that an accessory? I mean, even if she... How could she not know what he was then going to use that for?
Well, it could be, you could maybe assume it was being used for consensual sexual activity.
Yeah.
I mean, how is she supposed to know that it wasn't consensual? But it sounds like he would just...
All the people leaving his office hastily with a worried, sad look on their face.
No, I know.
Crying.
It sounded like he would just inject his dick and just throw these wrappers everywhere and the syringes everywhere and make her clean it up.
Jackass. She had to take dictation of emails from Weinstein while he was naked.
Oh.
Weinstein calling her a cunt and a pussy on a daily basis, being potted her boss despite her efforts to minimize that behavior. And she was tasked with maintaining his list with asterisks added alongside some of the women to indicate they were sexual partners. I honestly don't, you know, why would you leave that job? He probably paid her a lot, so it's like, I get paid a lot, but it sucks.
Use your common sense.
Order her to obtain a set up apartment close to the office for him to use with one of his liaisons, purchase women's lingerie for the woman in that apartment, as well as gifts for other women. And head of human resources knew about her giving Weinstein penile injections. Oh, giving him injections.
Oh, gross.
Stupid.
Managed the stock of shots for his erectile dysfunction. She had obtained the shots and keep them stocked in cabinets.
Gross. So your job is essentially a fluffer.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
So he can commit crimes.
Right. Yeah. She prepared his weapon.
Gross.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
So now today, Joe Biden, we have two new women, one of whom he had his hand on her shoulder, and he apparently it went down her back.
Welcome to the party, Joe. Or what, the club? Is it the party or the club? What did Trump say?
I think he said the party.
Party.
But, I started to try to think about the state. We've all had awkward encounters with the opposite sex, whether it's maybe somebody's drinking a lot and they're overly flirty or whatever. Can you imagine giving a 20-minute interview over one of those? Now, these people aren't running for president, of course, but I cannot imagine doing repeated interviews over an awkward encounter 10 years ago that literally, I suppose it's different with a female and a male, but are these people really, I mean, just unable to move on in life because Joe Biden's hand went down their back? Or because he kissed this girl in the head and inhaled her hair? I mean, it's gross. It's creepy.
It's totally creepy,
kind of like being huffed by him. sort of want him to do that.
I mean, honest, and I think he, I don't know what his problem is. I'm inclined to think he's
handsy.
Just, yeah, he doesn't, there doesn't seem to be anything about him having sex with anyone or even trying to have sex with anyone. And by the way, the women, they're not the hottest. If he was doing it because he was getting a thrill out of it, I think he could find more attractive women. I know that I shouldn't say that. It's terrible, but the Lucy Flores, I would not kiss her head under any circumstances. Somebody said, you know what? She's a really powerful person. Just kiss her on the head. She really likes it. I couldn't do it.
Have you seen the two new girls?
I have not. Are they attractive?
Well, the first one is a 22.
It's really the wrong discussion, but let's go ahead. Wait.
Well, the first one's a 22-year-old, and the other's a 59-year-old.
Go ahead, shoot me.
59-year-old writer.
Yeah.
I think the 59-year-old's more attractive.
Yeah, I did see the 22. It's funny because I immediately... This is so bad.
She would not be
I Googled her immediately and put hit image.
Well, that's what I just did.
She was 22. I just thought, oh, is Biden... He finally found a young one he wants to nail. And
guess what her...
I'm so sure about that.
Guess what her major is at UNLV?
Feminism, I don't know.
Gender and sexuality studies.
Oh, okay.
But she's the one that said she's... I don't know why this is thrown in that she is also a sexual assault survivor, because now you're automatically connecting the reader to what Biden did and putting that in their head. But Biden rested his hand on her thigh.
Do people want to be identified as a sexual assault survivor?
She self-identified as that.
That's the case. I'm a sexual assault survivor under these criteria of 100 incidents or more.
Biden
that I can think of.
Rested his hand on her thigh, well, even as she squirmed in her seat to show her discomfort, and he hugged her, quote, just a little bit too long. At an event on sexual assault. Maybe that's the genius behind Biden.
But Alyssa Milano says that he's a great guy and she wants him to be president.
Yeah.
She's the Me Too queen.
So we've been here by that time three and a half years. We're going into the war with some socialist. It looks like the only non-sort of heavy socialist. He's being taken care of pretty well by the socialist they got to.
What?
What?
Our former vice president. I was going to call him. I don't know him well. I was going to say, "Welcome to the world, Joe."
World.
You having a good time, Joe? Are you having a good time?
Ooh, Biden's going to take him into an alley and beat the shit out of that.
In the woodshed.
Yeah, they are.
And the writer, she's 59 in 2012, is a fundraising event. She was with her husband. They stepped up to take their picture with the vice president, and he put his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, which made her feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And the world is talking about this event, which covered 5 seconds of him touching her back.
She was uncomfortable.
I think, should these people have contacted his staff maybe about this when it happened, if it was that bad? I mean, it's worth doing interviews about.
If you're at a fundraiser and you're getting a picture and he puts his hand on your back, wouldn't you be flattered?
Did they save the picture? Would they burn the picture? They were so upset.
It's such a horrible memory.
I don't know. By the way, where are these two people coming from? Notice that all these people... never said anything until he's about to announce he's running for president.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, do you think if he would have ran against Trump, you know, 2.5 years ago, we would have heard these stories 2.5 years ago? Instead?
Maybe we would have.
Was Me Too that big then? Wasn't it? I mean, I don't remember.
Me Too.
I feel like
not,
it's just been going on forever.
Me Too's not really that big right now, is it?
Oh, but it's there.
Yeah, I think
it's still. Yeah. You know, Black Lives Matter still isn't that big, but it's still around. That the effects of it.
I don't know. I kind of think that it would not have been quite like this if it were him instead of Hillary running. I don't know why, but I think part of it is Democrats are just letting, like, kind of throwing him
they're
to the wolves.
They're attacking their own. Yeah.
Maybe. Well, if he was running against Hillary, though, wouldn't that have been made it as likely for it to happen?
Yeah.
Or may I don't know.
I'm
maybe
Hillary
not.
Hillary Clinton, and I do not approve that message.
Don't mess with her.
It's weird.
But yeah, I couldn't help thinking as we were watching that revenge porn story about that mother who just, you know, literally dedicated years of her life to bringing down this guy who hacked her daughter's phone and posted a topless picture of her along with all the other ones. And this guy's just bragging about, oh, these people are just avatar. They're anonymous to me. I don't give a shit. And I'm making money. It's my career. Nobody is talking about this guy, but everyone knows the four women Joe Biden made uncomfortable. The four women he kissed her head, he inhaled her hair, he had his hand on her back. I mean, everyone, this is like a lead news story, but this guy putting up, hacking people's phones and putting up nude pictures, nobody gives a shit. I mean, it's a big zero.
Yeah. Well, he's not Joe Biden.
Just like, the Sultan of Brunei who's stoning gays and adulterers to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Sultan of Brown Eye?
In Borneo.
Was it just gay men? I thought I read it was just gay men.
Was it just gay men?
Lesbians get like 40 lashes. Well,
adulterers are also being stoned to death. And this is...
I could have my country's wrong.
This is under Sharia law. And also amputation for theft. Hmm.
So do you back George Clooney and Ellen DeGeneres?
No, I don't. I think the Sultan is so loaded, he could give a flying bleep about those 9 hotels. And by the way, those 9 hotels, for those that George Clooney's talking to us, are these hotels we would stay at, regular people would stay at?
No.
Aren't these hotels for the very, 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 very rich?
There's only 2 in the U.S., and the other ones are spread all throughout the world.
What are their one-star reviews? Yelp reviews?
I'd stay there if I could afford it. They're probably pretty nice.
Hey, that'd be interesting to see what kind of one-star reviews. The Beverly Hills Hotel is
Beverly
one
Hills,
of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you check the one-star reviews for the Beverly Hills Hotel?
What's the other? I'll check the other hotel.
It's 4.7, so it's got a lot of...
It's a nice hotel.
Gotta have some bringing it down.
Except for when Whitney died. There's that where Whitney used to
know. Oh, that's right.
Is that a different one?
Hey, did they have to take all of the plumbing or at least the bathtub out of that room then?
No,
they can't just clean that bathtub.
Put it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's an attraction now.
Not to keep it just because it's where she died.
It's the Houston suite.
You can't let anybody people take a bath in the Houston suite.
People always want those room numbers. The Sid Vicious, Nancy Sponge.
The Chelsea?
Room, Chelsea Hotel. Right. Yeah, people always want to stay there.
These one-star reviews are... first world problems.
Oh, even
see,
better.
We don't listen to first world problems, though. We should know about that.
I called the Beverly Hills Hotel to ask for an email for upper management on July 14th, 2018, at 4:35 p.m. A young man answered, and he was unpleasant and unprofessional.
Oh.
1 star. Here's another one. I was picking up someone at the hotel, and the valet wanted me to go to the middle lane, but my guests were in the front. I needed to be in the first lane. 1 star review. Where do I start? One particular member of the staff kept rolling her eyes at me whenever I was talking to her. Rude. 1 star review. Here's a 1 star review. You guys should be ashamed. Sven Peterson has worked for you for 40 years, and you can't even help the guy? He's 86 years old, and he has to sleep under a bridge.
What? Huh?
I don't know.
They have an employee sleeping under a bridge that's 86?
Sounds like
1 star review.
A homeless guy. Oh. So the Hotel Bel Air is the other one. This guy said, I checked in Monday, January 20th. I barely got any sleep due to a very loud cricket noise in the room. Around 3:30, I called the front desk to let them know about the noise, and they sent maintenance to check out the problem.
Wow.
Well, what's the rest of it, my man?
Oh, isn't it the worst, though, when you're trying to sleep?
I think that might be kind of peaceful.
Your white noise?
Yeah.
Drinks in the bar at 7 p.m., which was so dark and underwhelming, I couldn't read the menu.
Oh.
Service adequate, but not good. No water was offered. TV at the bar, TV at the bar, which is crass. You know, like going.
Oh, there's a TV at the bar. There's a TV at the bar.
Oh, how crass!
Whenever I get in a situation where someone's, we're having dinner, turn the television off. I was like, oh no! What? The TV off? Who's it going to hurt? You really going to hurt anybody?
They want to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy to talk to them. I can talk and watch TV at the same time. Just because your minds are too simple.
How crass.
How crass at the bar. Bar TV. How crass.
I paid my bill with cash and whilst waiting. Whilst. For valet parking, $12. A complete ripoff.
Oh my God.
The barman came charging up saying we hadn't left enough money. I tersely told him we left $40 in cash, which the female bar woman had taken.
Wow.
The dollars left with the bill were the tip. We were furious. He was apologetic, which was too late. He should have checked before making an accusation of the kind. Yeah. Worst experience ever at a 5-star hotel.
Oh!
Thanks for the tip.
Overrated, appalling service. Don't waste money or money visiting.
That is appalling.
That is from Caroline Sherwood Roberts.
Oh, she has three names.
Three names, yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a 1-star for the Beverly Hills Hotel, where somebody was like, they went because they were drawn in by the movie Troop Beverly Hills. Stay there. It was nothing like it.
Oh,
it was musty, outdated, and lacking in basic amenities. The staff is rude, unapologetic, refused to offer a room change. And then they also say that the pool area was dirty and overcrowded with Instagram influencers.
Oh, well, I agree with that person.
And that there was $45 for a Cobb salad.
Oh, my God. Listen, this might be the
$45
best.
$45 for a Cobb salad?
Here's a nice first world problem at the Hotel Bel Air. They destroyed this once elegant and beautiful establishment. I patronized the dining room on many occasions. And, in fact, I was there to partake of the last meal before they closed for the protracted renovation. A few weeks after reopening, I went to see what was done. I recognized almost nothing. It is a disaster. Having lunch, I realized I was being subjected to Queen's Freddie Mercury singing Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh.
I love that song in Queen, but during lunch at the Bel Air, I think not. I have not returned, and many others have done the same. What a tragedy.
Ooh.
1-star for
that. 1-star review because of Freddie Mercury.
Because they played a song he likes. But not when he
not
wanted to
not at lunchtime. They got to program day parts in the dining room, apparently. Brandon, you want to run the boner line?
Yeah, I definitely do.
There's a lot of complaints along that line, Brandon, of all these homeless people in your 5-star hotel. So that must be a thing people do.
Okay, I saw another 1-star review for the Beverly Hills Hotel that said... the fountain wasn't working properly while I was eating.
Oh,
well, that's bullshit. I kind of think that's bullshit.
All right, here we'll hit the lights. It's boner time here.
Yeah.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon. Audio separated at birth. Lenny Dykstra and half the guys who call into the boner line. Seriously, next time you do a montage, keep count how many guys sound like Lenny Dykstra.
Fuck you all, Steve. That was us down.
Give it step, bro.
Hey, Drew, you got to get that dog on a freaking diet. Take the dog for a walk. That dog is huge. He's got a peel about 15.
That lady Flores, I was so pissed off as a woman. If he kissed her on the lips, a little side boob, no. Just smelling of her hair and... giving her a hug and kissing in the back of her head. Yes, it's creepy, but you know what? It's not to go on TV and go, oh, he violated me. That's bullshit.
She's a goofus.
I'm looking at sunshine.
I wish I had a father.
Drew, you have been driving me fucking crazy for years. Reese Cabral is not related to Soupy Sales.
Hey, Drew, Reese Cabral was in Tin Machine, but he's not. Soupy Sales
sons. Soupy Sales sons are Tony and Hunt. Reese Cabral is not related to...
He was in Tin Man. Sorry.
Come on. Three Gabriels is not Soupy Sales.
All right. Thanks for listening to the previous caller, you dick.
Tin Machine. Reeves was just some dude that was in the band also. Come on, man. You're better than that.
I'm sorry.
Kennedy is doing a great job on her podcast. Funny stories, good production value. Keep up the good work.
Podcasts are great.
Lay off on Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he said in one of his depositions, he said, don't judge a person unless you've spoken to them one-on-one, which you have not done. Jackson logic.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when Jackson you do that to logic. Me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
Kennedy's giving away show secrets. Sounds like she violated her NDA.
That's right. Lock her up.
We need a full quarantine on that moron, Lucy Flores. I want her quarantined. No more. None. Zero. In fact, I'm declaring the relationship over before it has even started. It's done.
Fine. I don't ever want to see you again.
Maz, time vampire extraordinaire.
You butt out.
I got Billy Squire punching my asshole over here on 106.7.
You play Lucy Flores again, I'm done with the show.
Oh.
I'm going to break up with all of you. Don't do it again.
Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Hey, the dirt sucked.
What?
But you guys totally redeemed yourself at Cocaine Island.
Yes.
That show is hilarious.
And totally redeem yourself.
I just got done watching Legends of Cocaine Island.
And
get your shovels. We're going to Kool-Aid, bro.
Are you saying they put a cocaine cellar in the house?
I stand with Hope Solo, and I wish her a speedy recovery from her chainsaw injury. Those pictures that were leaked from the hospital were awful.
Uh-oh.
Need to get her back on the field because we all know how important women's sports are.
Oh, my God. Keep playing those MacGruber drops. I about pissed my pants laughing from them.
Fucking shoot.
Next time you guys do a public appearance, I'm volunteering to be your umbrella holder / bodyguard, just like Jesse Smollett. So, no big dude. I'll take care of you. Just let me know. I'll be there for you, buddy.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
Hey, guys. Just a suggestion. I think there might be some stump the staff rules when it comes to the boner line. I notice a lot of dudes pushing their voices and pushing my voice right now. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Just want to thank you guys. I work alone all day, and you guys keep me laughing.
I love you too that much also.
I was watching Austin Powers yesterday,
oh.
And I always thought that, God damn it, was from Early Hermie, and I found out it was from Mike Myers. Well, my mind was blown.
God damn it!
Hey, I wonder if the statute of limitations is over, because I got some great stories about those Cedar Village MSU riots. I almost lost a finger. I lost a car.
I cannot believe that I was hit in the face with a full mace break.
I'm tired of your fucking algorithm. Shove your algorithm up your ass. I'm tired of hearing about the fucking algorithm.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
Hey, guys. I used to love hearing the MacGruber drops of having sex during Bezos conversation. But it has to stop because now it's all I can think of during sex.
I was in contact with Barbaro's people, and they wanted me to let Maz know that they want to send him Barbaro's ashes in a bottle of Elmer's glue. So if you could send me a forwarding address, I'd love to get that to him.
Damn it.
Brock in Detroit.
See ya. Should we call Maz?
Yeah.
See how his vacation's going.
There is Bezos news.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
What? Oh, that he and Lauren are together?
Well, not quite.
They're deeply in love. But they're staying apart.
But they haven't physically seen each other, Drew.
I know. So he is gonna. That drop is gonna be what he sounds like when they do get together, because he is gonna fill her up.
Well, they've been apart. So I mean, is he banging someone else? What are they having phone sex?
Good question.
Bezos
I don't think they
have sex all the time. Does he seem
like with Lauren?
Sexual
it's
being?
So hot.
I don't think they talk on the phone. She's probably. I guess.
There they are on the phone with each other.
It's all that poor girl hears during sex.
It's Bezos having phone sex with Lauren.
She hasn't.
Your brother must have taped him on the phone. That article says, though, that they're not talking to the brother anymore.
Well, no, of course not. He took $200,000.
Yeah, but he seemed like everything's fine, according to the brother.
He was trying to delay.
Not my circus.
Saudi Arabia.
Clowns.
He may write a book about her and Jeff Bezos, apparently.
Oh, I hope he does, because think of all the fun little phrases he'll have, like, not my circus, not my clowns, or it's like trying to land a 747. He's very wise.
He sounds like such a ding-dong. Is he?
Ding-dong, that is the best word for
him.
Has
he interviewed anywhere? I mean, I've never seen this guy. Does he think he's hot? I'm thinking
you've seen
he's
him.
Hot.
The last story, was it Vanity Fair that did the big story on him? They had pictures with those two together. They look a couple.
Oh.
Huh. Brandon, pull up a picture of Michael and Lauren Sanchez.
Wait,
he's a tiny, he's a short little guy.
Like each other? Mm-hmm. They look like each other?
They look like a couple.
Oh.
Jeff and Lauren
Sanchez.
There
they are, right there, one in the middle. And then them? No, well.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Okay. Yeah, he thinks he's hot. Oh, God, does he think he's hot?
Yeah.
For sure.
Not as hot as that.
Well, it runs in the family.
Yeah, it sure does.
Tommy didn't pick up, by the way.
What?
He must be busy.
Oh, I predict he calls back in, let's see, over-under for Tom's callback is 5 minutes.
Really? Well, I'll take over. So. I think it's going to be more than that. Because if he doesn't answer on the first one, it must be something serious. Like a sunset.
That's true. I don't think it'd be sunsetting yet.
Oh.
I said like a sunset. Maybe it's reservations at the restaurant.
I suppose. I don't know. He usually is pretty on his phone, and I think this will be important to him.
We can call that other guy who made the 14-cent bet if you want.
Well, let's wait a few minutes to see if Maz calls back. Laura Loughlin was going into court today. Signing Lori. Autographs?
What?
How starved for value are you
if you're
waiting for a Laura Loughlin? What is that worth? It's not worth anything. She was Aunt Becky.
Oh, wait, are they Full House fans, or are they fans of cheating your way
into story,
college?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
You ever sign an application or something?
What value would her autograph have? Not to mention the fact that you really want to keep that idiot's autograph? She was Aunt Becky. Can anyone repeat one famous thing Aunt Becky ever said on that show?
She had twins.
That's right, she did.
Wait, the twins were hers?
Yeah.
No, the other twins. She had twins too.
Oh, for God's sakes. I know nothing about that show.
Honestly, I'm not sure what's more confusing to me. Wanting Lori Loughlin's autograph or waiting all morning for an interview at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure which one mystifies me more. It's very close. And why did Lori Loughlin, she paid $500,000 and Felicity Huffman $15,000. I'd be bitching up a storm going, why the fuck did I have to pay? Why do you give her this big discount?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Wait, say that again.
Her kid was more indifferent to college, possibly, than Felicity Huffman's.
They paid $500,000 and Felicity Huffman's $15,000. And guy paid $6.5 million to get his kid in.
Loughlin paid, $250,000 for each kid to get directly in. I think that Felicity Huffman just paid to get
the test taken. Well, then why didn't she do that? Did the guy not offer that to her?
To Loughlin?
Yeah.
Because her daughter didn't even know how to fill out an application. She needed the whole group.
But they had other people. They had that
Harvard.
She needed
the whole discount.
Could have had someone else take the test. Or the proctor correct the answers or whatever.
I think it was just easier to go, she's an idiot. She doesn't know how to do any of this. Here's $250,000 to let them both in.
And you know who I'm really possibly the most pissed at now is this. There's this marketing CEO named Jane Buckingham.
Oh, yeah.
$35,000 for someone to take her son's ACT.
Yeah.
And the son says, I was unknowingly involved. Okay, wait. So you think you scored a 34 on the ACT yourself? You couldn't get into a school to save your life. And you think you got a 34. Take the test.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that had to provide his handwriting sample.
Yeah, right.
So he knew
He thinks his handwriting is so valuable. You know, your handwriting is something really special. We're trying to provide people with samples of your handwriting so they can see how wonderful it is. Shut the fuck up. I love how these kids are so fast to throw their parents who do anything for them under the bus. And Olivia Jade, you ruined my life. I'll never talk to you again. And she's living with her boyfriend. Oh, poor Olivia Jade. I would have this YouTube career whether you existed or not. No, one parent's a designer and this huge fashion designer, and your mother's Aunt Becky, whatever that means. And you wouldn't have this stupid career if you were born somewhere else. So forget about it. Dope.
That Buckingham once wrote a book.
I earned everything.
Her book was called The Modern Girl's Guide to Sticky Situations, which is clearly just to pay a lot of money to get out of stuff.
Wait,
she's also the kind of person that was on like the Today Show and GMA and one of those simpletons.
Thomas A. Mazaway says it might be a little noisy on the beach. Since when is he concerned about quality.
Quality? No. This is when he's concerned about the show at all.
He's trying to get out of this. Being on he wants to get out of this for some reason.
Oh, what do you suppose he's up to then?
I don't know.
Oh.
Is he at the track?
Oh, well, you'll be able to tell right away. If
nude he's... beach?
I'm most interested in white.
Oh, God, it's so loud.
Maz?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Did you get those people to quiet down?
I did. It sounds I'm like, just talking about the wind.
It sounds. Oh yeah. Okay.
Is
how
it,
are you, fellas and Trudy?
Hey,
everybody's good. Maz, how you are doing? You,
hey, Maz.
I'm good. Trudy, how you doing? Are you tired yet? Are you fatigued a little?
I'm fine. I'm getting used to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just let me know. I'm here for you.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
I heard
Maz.
Gary wants a couple days off at Zot, though. Apparently.
I know. I know. Maybe Gary could sub in for me.
You should be well rested. What is this, your fourth vacation of the year?
Yeah, that's right, Mark.
Well,
yeah.
Jersey. You went to Florida earlier this year, didn't you?
Yeah, for 2 days, 3 days.
Chicago. And
oh, yes,
Alabama,
yeah.
So that's four.
A couple wow. days.
Four vacations.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could say that.
So what are you doing on the beach, Maz?
Oh, it's so nice, guys. We're in Gulf Shores, which is in Alabama. I'd never think I'd come to Alabama for a vacation, but it is. One of the best beaches that we've ever been on. I wish it was just a little warmer, but it's really nice.
I kind of felt like the kids had earned Florida, but it sounds like they're going to have a good time here.
They do. You know what? We're on the panhandle of Florida, Joe. Matter of fact, there's a place that's called, what is it, Flawbama? Yeah.
Yeah,
Flawbama
Shore.
Shore.
Like yeah, it's a TV
yeah,
show on MTV.
You can have a the foot podcast. On each part of the state, so we'll probably hit that.
Are the kids having the time that they've earned?
They have. They're having a great time. Matt, are you having fun? Yes, Maddie's having good. The other girls are walking, strutting their stuff.
Do you keep telling them? Do you keep telling them how? Isn't it more fun to swim in an open body of water than a pool?
I'm trying, Mark. I'm trying.
Get them off the pool angle.
I'm trying, man.
Mess. How was how was the detour to see the Barbaro statue?
It was phenomenal. Surfing the Churchill Downs. Oh. Got to hit it on the way home, too.
Now, is that some... Oh, you can hit it on the way home.
Cool.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
What
is that because the kids demand... They've earned a trip back?
They have. They have really... He wanted to see the Louisville football stadium, which is right across from Churchill Downs. So,
really?
We'll stop at Churchill again. Maybe take a tour of the museum.
I didn't realize they were such big fans.
They are. They're great horse racing fans. They love it.
And Louisville football, too?
Yeah, they love the Cardinals. Cardinals.
What about the Louisville Slugger Museum?
Yeah, the Louisville. We haven't been to the Louisville Slugger Museum. Mark, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Well, maybe they can do something special to earn that.
There's got to be
maybe.
Some Muhammad Ali something there that they can
no,
that they
you
love.
Know, there probably is, but there's the Woodward Reserve. You know, if you like bourbon, I know you do, Mark. You're a big bourbon guy.
I am.
You are? Is that true?
Oh, you were.
Oh,
you were.
Wow.
So,
hey, did you guys talk to Lisa Guerrero?
Yeah,
no,
we did.
Were we supposed to?
How was she?
She was good.
Good.
She was cool.
Did you get to the bottom of whatever the hell she was talking about?
No, not at all. No,
okay.
Not really. But there was plenty to talk about with her. So
did
what?
Talk
what,
about her cheerleading back in the day with
no,
the Rams.
No, we did not.
Playboy, actually. Monday yeah. Night Football.
Yeah, none of that.
Oh, she's in Playboy?
Okay. Oh, my
she was.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Playboy is
can you bring those pictures up?
Searches on.
It's phenomenal.
How could you not have seen those?
I don't, you know, I'm not as nuts about nudity and porn as some people in this conversation.
I know.
You
I know
are
you
about
know.
Lisa's
that's
pictures. Maz, she looked great.
She's your
seem
type.
Like you have an encyclopedic knowledge of nudes and...
I do. You know that, Trudy. I'm very well versed in that.
When were these taken?
Don't forget, Trudy, you weren't around, you know, back in the day. Oh, yeah, yes, you were. Of the Playboy Club. I had my own key to the Playboy Club.
Oh, yeah.
Great Gorge, New Jersey, and New York City.
Really?
The nude bar.
Trudy comes into Maz's
yeah,
life APR, after Plato's Retreat.
Plato's Retreat, of course, Trudy. Thank
APR.
You.
APR.
What year are those pictures? Any idea?
I don't remember.
You mean the Playboys?
Maz, you got a photographic memory for Playboy.
Yeah.
What year
was
the
Lisa? The 90s.
The
90s? It was in the 90s. Yep, in the 90s.
Wow.
January 2006. You were close.
That's 2006?
Really?
What it says.
Mark, it wasn't back in the 90s?
He's looking at the cover.
Am I wrong, Brandon?
Okay.
Does it say? I mean, unless that's
my
wrong.
Bad.
I'm trying to blow up the image.
That's 13 years ago.
I forget. It's 2019.
No, it's 90-something.
Oh, it is 90-something. Okay. She looks pretty good. Well, well, well. So, Maz, what other highlights on the trip?
What have we done here so far? I've taken Lily to the emergency room.
What?
Why?
What happened?
Urgent care. She got, as you know, she was diagnosed with mono a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Mononucleosis. But it was a form that you could go to school with and the whole nine yards. She's not, you can't catch it from her unless you're, you know, drinking out of her cup or making out with her.
How many people have gotten it from making out with her?
I don't think any. So nonetheless, she went out in the sun the first day, and I guess there's a side effect of mono that on a very slight case that you can get this rash around your eyes, and her eyes swelled up.
Oh, my God.
Like, it looked like she'd been in a boxing ring.
Really? And you warned her about that ahead of time, too, and she still did it.
She still did it. She didn't listen to us.
Wow.
So of course, we didn't know, Drew. We didn't know.
Well, and she had earned a day in the sun, so what are you going to do?
Well, anyway, poor kid, like on, you know, a couple of antibiotics and a couple of cold medicines. It sucks for her. I feel for her. But today, she's feeling much better.
Oh, that's good.
Bummer.
And how about Maddie and Abby?
Maddie and Abby are having a great time. They're having a wonderful time. Maddie went in the ocean. She's not a big ocean girl, but the Gulf here is so calm. It is. You can like walk out and keep walking. It'll be up to your hips for a couple of hundred yards out. It's amazing.
Another
thing. But she's been boogie boarding and making friends.
Cool. Now, how about is there a pool at the hotel?
Yeah, there's a couple pools and an indoor pool as well, and a couple of hot tubs.
Wow.
The whole nine yards.
What a trip this is.
I'll tell you, this is teen heaven. If you're a teenager, you're in love down here.
Now,
teen heaven.
Are there any teens?
That sounds creepy when you say
are
that.
Making,
I know.
Are they making,
I know, Mark. I feel like an old perv. I really do.
That's okay.
Are you
at
monitoring
least you recognize it.
Their contact with teen boys on the beach?
There is contact. They've been playing volleyball and a bunch of kids from Indiana. A lot of Michigan people down here.
That's a gateway.
I'd say 70% Michigan people down here this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, this weekend. When Michigan State won on Sunday, you would have thought that the place was like coming down. It was like exploded with people screaming.
Now, where did you experience the Spartan game?
Right here at the hotel. We had made it back to the condo.
Did you miss?
It's like a 19-story condo. It's really, really nice.
Now, you're on vacation. You're on a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
But did you miss 1 second of the game?
No, I did not miss 1 second of the game.
How did I know that?
You know what? What a series, man. Have you watched every Duke game?
Yes.
And you're not a basketball fan by now? It's just not for you. What games did they play?
I know.
Every game's a one-point game.
They were incredible games. Even though I was on the wrong end of one, it was still a great game
to
watch.
I'm sorry, Vasek. And then they lost their coach today. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Buzz has gone to Texas
A&M. What did Buzz go to Texas A&M for?
I don't know.
$3.5 million?
I know, but Vasek would have paid him.
I think they could have paid him.
He's from Texas?
He's from Texas. It sounds like it was something he wanted to do eventually. Whatever.
Screw him anyway, Drew. He likes wearing that vest and showing off his stuff.
I am bummed. He did a great job. Hopefully they get somebody good.
That was a nice team.
It was a nice team. So, Maz, now
they should have won that game.
I know. All the volleyball action, have you just, for happenstance, noticed that any of these teen guys happen to also have mono? Just coincidence.
We haven't seen that yet, Drew.
Okay.
We haven't seen any activity like that yet. You know what? We let Lily do her thing. She's a very trustworthy young lady.
What time does she have to be back to the condo
she
by?
She did want to go to Drake, though.
She did want to go to Drake. Mark, we're all together. It's a family vacation.
Yeah, but she doesn't like to, like, maybe go out at night and
walk the beach.
Tonight we're all going to this place called Lulu's. Lulu's is like this real kid-friendly place. And then they want to go to this place called The Hangout, which is like a kid disco.
Yeah, why do you have to go?
So we'll see how that goes.
Can you and Kathy just drop them off?
Oh yeah, we'll just drop them all off and just go on our own.
No, why not?
We're gonna stay with them. Don't worry.
What? At a teen disco?
You gotta have chaperones, Drew.
But how much fun is that for you guys?
Chaperones? I mean, the people that work there will chaperone it.
Yeah.
It's a fun time, man. Well, I highly recommend this place.
Do people get it on in the bathroom stalls or something? I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, is that true? I missed that.
No, I just was saying, it just seems weird that you would go with your kids to a teen disco.
Well, we'd go in. It's called The Hangout. You should look it up, probably.
Can we check the one star reviews?
I was just on them.
I was just going to say,
I know you were.
If I were Lily, and you announced you were going, I'd say, forget it. We'll just do something else.
Okay. Yeah. I think she's right.
The hangout, one star. Right. I got mono from this place last night. Some chick I made out with. I didn't disclose it.
Mark.
What?
Stop it, Mark.
I didn't make the review. The location of this place was awesome. It's right on the beach, and the shop was super cute. The food is extremely overpriced and not that good. Don't let them spend any money, Tom. I got shrimp tacos, and it was literally lettuce and grilled shrimp and a tortilla.
God.
$16 on shrimp and a tortilla.
Hey, props to them, though, because every single one-star review, everyone has a response from the owner.
Literally some of the meanest bartenders and bouncers I've ever encountered. On the way in, it was the most unorganized thing I ever, and I was touched and shuffled around like a bouncer. Was Joe Biden work there?
Jeez.
Oh, my. Hey, leave Joe alone.
Biden.
Then when I finally got in and went to get a drink, a female bartender, well, they serve booze
there.
Yeah,
they have booze there? What's up with that, man?
It's teen night?
Does Lily have a fake ID she can use?
Are you sure it's teen
night? Not that I know of. I'll let you know, though. Hey, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing for opening day?
Oh, my God. Going to the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait for our first game, Drew.
I know. Absolutely, man. So your tickets.
Who's using your tickets, Tom? It's not
a sports. Hey, Drew, what are we doing next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, are we home?
Home?
I'll go. We can go eat dinner at the Champions Club.
Oh, we are there.
All right. Cool. Are you geeked?
Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
Brandon and I will be here working on posting the show.
Oh, that's great, guys. We have four tickets. Eddie Matt will give you a ticket.
Maz,
your tickets, though.
I sense that we touched a nerve when the name Joe Biden came up. What's your opinion of the Joe Biden accusations? Now the list is up to four women that he touched in some uncomfortable way.
That's fine. I mean, these women, were they prude? Are they prude? Come on, give me a break. The guy is a hugger.
He kissed her head.
Oh, what?
What if that was Lily?
That's like putting someone to bed.
You saw where he had his arm around the one teenager. What if that was your daughter?
That's fine. Joe, congratulations, Joe. You're going to be the president.
What about the hair inhaling charges?
Yeah.
I don't believe the hair inhaling charges.
How about the hand on the back? The hand slipping from the shoulder to the back.
That's okay. Hand on the back. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with anything he's done.
Sounds like there's some women coming forward about Tom's behavior.
I'm sure there are. You know, I hug everyone and kiss everyone. I got to watch myself now.
I've been kissed by Tom.
That
are
is
you
true.
Running for president?
You've been me too'd, Brandon, by Tom.
He's
a hugger.
He's a hugger. I think I swear he's kissed me on the cheek a couple times.
Aww.
He's just an affectionate guy.
That's cool.
I kissed you for your baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I think he kissed me and said, Maddie give this doing? To Madeline.
I never got a thank kiss you, for Tom. Either one of mine. But
yeah, never made out with me.
You know I love you, Mark.
You took him to the Champions
Club. Yeah, but not my kids.
That's true. Well, Maz, enjoy the rest of the vacation, and keep an eye on that.
Thanks, guys.
You know, let's make sure nobody gets mono down there.
I will. Would you like to talk? You want to talk to Kathy while you're here? Or you?
Well, it's funny. You didn't mention what a great time she was having, just everyone else.
She doesn't want to talk. Never mind.
You don't want us talking to her either.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh! No.
What?
What?
You hear that fighter jet?
Yeah, it sounded awesome.
I did not hear that.
I wasn't Kathy. That was a fighter jet.
Okay. Maz, have a good vacation.
What's he doing up there?
Yeah, we'll probably come up with some other ones. We'll let you know. We'll give you plenty of time notice there.
Okay, Maz.
Who are you talking to there?
I was talking to you guys.
Oh.
Okay, Maz.
Here,
when you get
the to here. What? Having a good time.
He's giving shout-outs and plugs on vacation.
Be sure to bleep that name.
Oh, come on.
What? Maz, we'll see you when you get back.
All right, Drew.
Okay, buddy.
See you guys.
See you.
Bye, Maz.
Yeah, good call on this song.
I always love this song.
I dig the Go-Go's.
Yeah. Especially that one video.
Yeah?
The roadie.
Oh, that video. Gotta get to the hook.
All right, let me jump forward. Hang on. Oh my God, how
this is Drew Wave Heaven.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Oh,
mother effer. Mascation. Doing whatever Tom wants to do.
Cock vacation.
Crap. Damn it.
All right. Do we want to try Lenny Dykstra?
Fuck you up.
Yeah, we can try
this
him again.
The thing with Ron Darling is he's really getting nasty.
For some reason, I'm not sure if this, you know, he has four phones, and this is the one we've always connected with him. I'm not sure. He might have disabled this thing, because he hasn't been picking up lately.
Really?
And it's a bummer.
Have you tried the other three?
I don't have the other three.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it went to voicemail once.
It did, last
time.
It
does.
Time.
Yeah. It could be still his. Maybe he's just not picking up right now, but let's try him right now.
Okay. By the way, we need to call Andy Dick coming up. He has a fantastic cameo with Rolanda.
Is that where he did the new song for Detroit?
No.
Please leave your message for...
Yeah. It was a birthday thing, and he started playing his thing that whoop.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And then they went into a Mexican thing
with
the hats and two other players.
I just saw him use a slide whistle for his...
Love Detroit. I love Detroit. I love Detroit. As much as I like to sit on the turlet.
Turlet.
Let me see if I can find it.
And after my heart.
Yeah, the one with the Rolanda is really funny. God, he's
he tries so hard at that, man. Does.
It's really good. He put some work into it.
Here it is.
For $99.
Roberta.
No, it's Rolanda,
or
I think.
Or should I say Lil Mama. How you doing? It's Andy Dick. I wanted to give you a shout out from Richard.
He's dressed
also
up.
Known as Dick. The short form of Richard is Dick. But he's known as Sugar Dick. You know what? Lil Mama and Sugar Dick should take it on the road. Start in Detroit. I know that's where you're from. And I have a theme song for Detroit.
We're making Andy wealthy.
I love Detroit. I love Detroit. I love Detroit. As much as I like to sit on the... Turlet.
Huh? What?
I'm working on the lyrics. I heard that you love BJs. Football, beer, and... Who's hungry? Little Mama and Sugar Dick. Like I said, taking on the road. It'll be a hit show. We can bring it off Broadway. I'll help produce it.
Broadway.
God bless you. And happy holidays.
He's got sugar canes in the shape of a heart.
Happy holiday.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Yeah.
Man.
The Rolanda one is the one where he really gets off. Is there anybody new on Cameo, Brandon?
You know, the other day I brought it up, and I did see one person that I wanted to check out.
Hodor?
I saw that Chris D'Elia guy.
He
goes for $1,000.
What?
Wait, who is he?
He's a comedian.
We interviewed him once and never ran it.
He's Justin Bieber's favorite comedian. He was on the roast of Bieber.
He had a show on NBC for a while.
He's Trent Bolte's favorite too. Remember?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Here's
listens
the one
to us and Chris D'Elia.
$1,000.
Check this one out.
Hey friends, Anthony Michael Hall here. Excited to be on Cameo. So if you want to book a personalized Cameo, just hit that button and let
push
me know.
His voice.
Hey, friends, Anthony Michael Hall here.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited to be interacting with my fans and friends on Cameo.com.
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
So if you want
this is Anthony
Cameo,
Michael Hall.
Let me know.
How much for AMH?
50.
150.
I'm going to say 125.
He is $200.
What? 16 candles was a long time ago, Hall.
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like he did.
Adrian Payne is on there. Remember Adrian Payne from the Spartans? Basketball player?
Really?
Yeah.
Adrian Payne, excited to be here on Cameo, interacting with my fans. Book
your
me
fans
on Cameo.com.
When did he last play?
That was all he did. $25.
Okay. Alrighty.
And then Hodor, which means nothing to you, Drew, but Hodor from Game of Thrones is on here for $10. The actor.
But that's the kid that played Hodor for one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
One episode?
Yeah.
Is that a Cameo?
Sam Coleman here. I played young Hodor in Game of Thrones, Bud in Leatherface, and Metallion in Jonas Ackland's Lords
of
Chaos.
That's a pretty good resume.
And guess what? I'm on Cameo now. So all you got to do is go to cameo.com, and you can book me to give you a shout-out or to say happy birthday to someone.
So you can find
whatever you want me to do.
Andy Dick's Rolanda.
Why would birthday. You want that?
He needs to stop holding the camera so close to his face.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's not. Maybe it's really far away. Trini just feels it.
Good God.
Look at all of Andy Dick's. Oh, my God. Why who's that?
I don't know. Why is this guy attached on Andy Dick's page?
He must be his assistant. Maybe Andy comes in, maybe he introduces Andy.
To say that Chris Christine, he's got all the good ideas.
Who are
from
you?
Day one, things that come out.
Oh, we better call Andy and
were
let him
by
know.
Chris Green. We're talking carpool karaoke.
What? Here we go. It's me, Andy Dick. You
really lost. It's his.
Hi, Andy Dick. What's up?
He's miming
hey,
it.
Chris Christine, I know that you want to fix the mental health. If you want to fix the mental health world, you got to fix this guy. What's wrong with...
it must be
he's
one of
way
his
off, he's way off.
Okay. Andy no gets Yolanda? A lot, so there's no... Yo, let's see.
Oh, I think Yolanda might be the middle one. Wait, no, that's not it. He's indoors.
What's up, Frieza? It's me, Andy Dick.
Frieza?
Some people call me Dacuza. Frieza. Your friend Eric wanted me to... give you a little, it's not a shout out more than it is what the fuck's up with your name. Farooza song. I hired a Gene Wilder lookalike.
It's not Farooza song. It's not Farooza okay. Bog.
It's Farooza song. Listen, now.
Who is that dude?
Nothing.
There you are.
You lose. Good day, sir.
There, that's what I paid you for.
He does
there.
Look like Gene Wilder.
No, Farooza Balk is not in it.
Okay.
I quit. It's Veruca Salt.
Do you want your money or not? Do you want your money?
You know,
everybody
what?
Wants
it's money. Actually not. It's Veruca. It's French.
That must be his boyfriend, don't you think?
Which one?
It's
well,
definitely Persian.
The new one?
How do you pronounce
you know
it?
What it is?
Oh, is that his
black.
Daughter,
can
maybe?
I say black?
African black, or American.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Layla!
Layla, calm down. Come here, baby. Good job, bag.
So I think Farooza is African American black.
Farooza?
No, Farooza. Wait, are you saying down to the blacks?
What?
You are so racist.
I'm saying down to
what? To me?
This guy gets completely pimped on Andy's cameo.
Also, basically, Farooza's French is what you're saying.
Farooza Balk is an actress who came into spotlight in the early 90s Sundance movement with the film Gas Food Lodging. She's also can be seen in
Does that guy look like Gene Wilder? Or what?
Port of Call, New Orleans, as a
hair.
Sheriff
it's
that
hair.
Sleeps with. Farooza
he
Balk.
Likes it, too.
He's making Farooza. One eye bigger than
I
the other, too.
I stole him, found him in the annals of these 1920s old theaters in downtown Los Angeles.
Why is the camera up he was so close that you can only see Andy's eye and forehead?
Farooka 1980, I think.
That's a good party.
Farooka Salt.
Are these people hammered or what?
I think that is the effort, a 5-minute cameo. It's worth your money.
It's crazy.
The Gene Wilder guy.
I'm going to say this.
I want a golden egg.
Oompa loompa doompa dee day. I got a puzzle to hear this day.
And cut, because...
Where's my check?
Okay.
The big thing is has Brian Austin Green done a new one?
Oh, he does?
No, has he? So let me.
Reluctantly.
I'm going to be so pumped if there's a new BAG.
Let's see.
What about Vince? Vince has got to be hit, yep. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Allison, this is Brian.
Okay.
I know you always thought I was the cutest on 90210, and I always thought you were the cutest.
Good time management. Peyton. Doing it while he's driving.
What?
Nicely done. Happy birthday. Booked by Charlie, Oliver, Mary, and Hugh.
Booked?
He's
I'm
just
guessing,
reading info he has.
Peyton girl, you went to Peyton School.
Low was energy person.
Or is Peyton a city?
She can't answer
possibly?
You, Brian.
Do
some
no
research, Dick.
I don't know. Because I went to set school. So,
Oh, it's all about you. You,
geography
you.
Or,
look at the still of the cameo next to it and look how put out he is. I think he caught his own reflection in the camera.
Again.
Oh, God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
All that, $150 bucks down the toilet.
Play the one where the next one over.
Where he's really pissed at his life.
Yes. Hey, Nancy in Dallas. Dallas, Texas. I heard it's your birthday and that you're a big fan of 90210. I appreciate and Jasper's Law also, which is...
No, she's not a fan of Jasper's Law.
Take it.
No one knows what that is.
Thank
Does
you
anyone
very
know
much
what Jasper's
that.
Law is?
Is his band?
It was the band on 90210 that he was in.
And,
okay, maybe.
Thank you so much for all your support. Thank you.
No energy.
God.
What?
Does Vince have a new one?
$150. Oh, ka-ching. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Did I do?
He's so
still suffering
bad.
From a...
I want to. Is there someone we can turn him into at Cameo? Is there a complaint? Is it who's the
yeah,
supervisor?
Yeah, well, the guy we talked to from Cameo.
I want to talk to the supervisor.
Oh, you got to buy one first and then complain about it.
I want to complain on behalf of that person.
All right. Yes, there are.
Oh my God. Hey, Rob, this is Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Haze. Hey, buddy.
Three. Yeah.
Your buddy Tim is going to miss you, man. I guess you guys have been rocking for a long time. Had some great conversations about rock and roll. And you know what? Keep on rocking. Good luck to you, whatever you do.
Can't you make it more cliche?
You rock, buddy. Take care, man. Bye bye.
I forgot that I put a bunch of hey hey hey's together.
Oh, cool.
That is.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Captain.
Hey, Vince Neil here. How's it going?
Hey, Shelly. Vince Neil here.
Hey, I heard it was your 10th anniversary.
Hey, this is Vince Neil here, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Vince Neil here.
Hey, Rob. This is Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
Hey, Jay.
Puts a lot into these. Play another one.
Hey.
He doesn't have any new ones.
No.
He charges a lot, doesn't he?
He charges $300.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Ooh, the camera can freeze in a bad place.
Hey, Shelly, Vince Neil here. Hey, I heard it was your 10th anniversary like 2.5 years ago. I guess Planet really fucked that one up, huh? anyways, give Baby Gizmo my best and rock on and Happy New Year. All right? See ya.
Give me that $300.
How did he get so fat in between those two?
I know.
Trudy, it's a disease.
He looks fatter in the middle one.
Yeah.
Suffers from Fat Albert syndrome.
He's got that orange thing on, and wow.
And that orange thing.
It does not. When you're that round, you should never wear orange, I think.
I think you're right.
Is the answer.
The reason I know that is from seeing him in that orange thing.
Orange thing.
Hey, Captain, it's Vince Neil here.
A nice quality.
And what do you? He's got his hand over the microphone.
Hey, Vince Neil here. How's it going? Hey, Vampire. Hey, Jace. How you doing, buddy? Just want to say hey. Have
yeah,
a,
you already did.
Very
five
motley
times.
Christmas and a happy crew year. And keep rocking, all right?
Rocking.
See ya.
Clever. Well, he really, really goes all out. Can we check Tommy Lee? Is our show phoned in?
If you must.
It must be a Motley Crue rule to phone him in. Hey, don't get carried away on these.
I don't think he has any new ones.
Yeah, these look like the same.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, this is the one where he's like, I can't swear.
Cherry.
Your dad died.
Happy.
My dad died.
Freaking birthday.
Look who got fucked
little
up.
Kids watching. It's Tommy Lee, man. And
Tommy tries harder than Vince, I'll give him that.
He does.
Man, I'm sorry to hear
about
your father.
In the background, TV on.
I know the drill. I lost my father, too.
That sucks. Tommy Lee's dad seemed really cool in the dirt.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry your dad died. I'm still not turning off my television while I do this.
I hope you have a killer birthday.
Or telling my wife to shut up.
And I'm pointing the camera at the window, which is obscuring
baby.
Half of my face.
Just rock it.
He's got to be so thrilled that he's
rock it.
That he charges $50 more than Vince.
Well, that's why you get a little extra effort. Okay. You want to get us out of here, Brandon? The Soul of Detroit.
Yeah.
We'll be in.
Very soon.
For a new edition. Exciting edition.
Mm-hmm. Special guest.
Kwame Kilpatrick's brother-in-law, Daniel Ferguson.
Yep.
Which is also the brother of Ferguson. What's his name?
Cousin. He's Bobby Ferguson's cousin.
Oh, Bobby
cousin.
Ferguson's cousin. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should be interesting. Should be good.
Yeah.
ML's got some history with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the funniest graphic on Channel 4.
I know,
neighbors fed up with eggings.
and Royal Oak in Birmingham.
What's happening there?
Yeah, what's up with the eggings? Who's the dick?
My
now
car
that's
got
an old-fashioned dick.
My car got egged here.
That's right. Oh, there's it's a chick.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, with an accomplice.
Wow.
Whoa, they better find these people.
Heads up, you Royal Oak and Birminghamers.
Oh.
Somebody is egging you. Egging your neighbors, if not you.
What if Sean Lay got egged?
That guy just
standing there.
That would be great.
That guy just said he sits in his car a little bit longer to see if he can catch him. Really?
Mm. Well, good luck with that.
He's on duty.
Tomorrow, I think we're going to talk to the author of a new book about Greg Giraldo.
That's next week.
Oh, it's next week.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Not sorry.
Then I don't know what we're doing tomorrow.
Well, it's opening day.
Yeah. There's that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It'll be treacherous.
Just listen.
And No Filter with Terry Foster tomorrow. That'll be up around 1 o'clock. So have a good one, everybody. We'll see ya!
Sayonara, butt face!